If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Bad boy. 4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah.
And now details on the sudden announcement that has captured the attention of the entire world.
All right. I love mimes.
Let's go smell some pie. Let's go smell some pie. Let's go smell some pie. Let's go smell some pie.
I think it's one of the dirtiest, vulgarest, low-down songs that I have ever heard. And my friends, I believe that when a person is guilty of placing this before the youth of our land and causing our young people to have these vulgar, sexy, adulterous thoughts, I think the person that spins the record is going to be held responsible. I think the manager of the station is going to be held responsible in the sight of Almighty God when they come into the judgment.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is delicious.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Marijuana's bad.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
8-4 by Parole, 96.
Roll another one, just like the other one. This one seems to be about cent.
You want to get high?
No.
I don't have another cent.
I think you do, Mom.
The world's pretty f***ed up right now. Shouldn't I be?
And now.
So, let me see. Very interesting. I see your hobbies are drinking, smoking weed, and all types of ill shit.
Our feature presentation.
Yay, 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. I'm out of here.
Hey, Rod, it's Friday.
Say goodnight, and hopefully I'll get some sleep. I doubt it. Never get sleep where I live.
Oh.
I'm a robot. But anyway, I'm out of here,
okay.
And hopefully everything will work out, and
okay.
Be safe and sane on Halloween, and remember, don't eat those apples with the razor blades in them.
It's the fifth of the first month of the year, Rodney. You don't need to be talking about
Halloween. He's so depressing. I hope I get some sleep, but I won't.
Where I live.
You never do where I live.
Just yesterday, I was watching a documentary on Los Angeles punk and how it developed and how influential it was, and more than a few artists said that if it wasn't for Rodney Bingenheimer and his Sunday night show, there was no Los Angeles punk scene, and
he's
the man.
I believe it.
I know,
but that's what's so weird. How can a guy be so unbelievably bad and yet be so unbelievably influential? You know?
Well, I think it's because the power in his program was the records he played, not in what he had to say about them. That's why. So there were two different things going on. You sit through Rodney to get to, you know, Black Flag. I mean, that's how it worked. But what's funny to me about that piece of tape is that he can't get any sleep. He doesn't sleep, not because he's a zombie, not because he's a vampire, but because he's a robot, because robots are pretty famous for having trouble sleeping.
That's right. Sometimes they can't sleep for days at a time.
Right. The robot.
Okay.
God bless him. When's his star ceremony? That's all I care about. I want to see the Runaways, whoever's going to be playing, the Donnas.
First of all, I don't know when it is. Second of all, I guarantee you and I will not be invited.
But they're open to the public. Anyone
can go. Yeah, we don't need an invitation.
Oh, okay. Anyone can go.
And we'll be with back on. We love you, Rodney.
That's right. And chanting, if that's what it takes.
Do that thing about being a robot.
I call out his greatest hits.
Tell us about the pigeons.
What were the pigeons like that you used to raise? All right, good morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, and it is the 5th of January.
I got a big weekend. I'm testing for my green belt this weekend.
No,
I'm
very excited about that.
No kidding.
It's not this weekend.
If you get what?
It's me. It's not Bean. He doesn't actually take self-defense.
He doesn't.
Oh, no. That's right. It is you.
I'm sorry.
No, you can attack him and kill him just like that.
No, Bean is jiu-jitsu. I forgot.
That's it.
I forgot about that.
He's a kickboxing world champ.
Lisa, where's the green belt in the hierarchy of belts? How close is that to the top?
Well, after green, there's green with a brown stripe. Then there's brown. And after brown, there's black.
Dude.
But it takes progressively longer. I've been at my level for a year now. Uh-huh. So it'll probably be like a year and a half before I get the next belt and 2 years before I get the belt after that.
I'm going to make just a prediction here.
And then 20 years before the black belt.
I'm
when
make
they
a
just
prediction
turn 70
here.
And they go, yeah, we'll let you do it.
And you know I love you.
Yeah.
I do. I like Lisa very, very much. She's never, ever going to be a black belt.
She just said it's going to take decades to get
not
there.
Decades. Never. I'm saying she doesn't have a chance in the world.
You may be right. No. Let me just put it that way. I may be brown forever, and that's okay.
A lot of people
that's
are brown.
Okay.
And
yeah, I'm down with the
Dave
brown.
And I'll
you know.
Be brown forever.
What's that?
Dave and I will be brown forever.
I join you boys, my brothers.
She's working
Lisa,
toward brown.
Let me ask you this question, because we all know what the mechanisms are for taking tests. You study, know just enough to pass the test that day, and then immediately forget everything you've learned before and are never able to duplicate that feat. Is that the way it works with the self-defense classes?
Sadly,
yes. You can go in there and nail that green belt test, but then you get out in the real world and you don't remember.
Oh, it all just flies out of your head and you run screaming into the night.
How long have you been doing? A couple years?
3 years.
Yeah. So if somebody came at you on the street, your reaction would be right? Like you would instinctively block or move or whatever?
I hope so. No one's done it yet, but I hope so.
All right, we're gonna have people throughout the morning this morning just slip through that door and attack you.
Okay.
They ought to do it like they do with some of those, paintball games or, you go out and kill somebody, quote unquote, games where that's what they do as part of the class is, all right, sometime in the next 7 days, Lisa, you're gonna be in a parking garage and somebody's got your name and on a piece of paper and they're gonna come and try to take you down.
Yeah. That would be exciting, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yes.
We could hook that up for you.
I'm sure you could.
Bean, we could institute a program
like
that.
Here's the problem with that. I would have to use real force, and I could kill someone. I could at least cripple them for life, and I don't want to be responsible.
Oh, wait. You're still serious?
What if I kick their knee out? Let's just say, because I'm short, so I'd probably go for a knee or the groin.
I love you, but you're not kicking anyone's knee out.
Kicking a knee out is not a hard thing to do.
Yeah, but you got little soft feet.
They would send someone in who also is trained in the art, somebody who's kind of with the program that you don't know. That's who would be the person to spring it on you.
Chuck Liddell, that's not fair.
Chuck Liddell would do it. No, I could take you down.
You could probably take me. You're much bigger than I am.
But I'm just saying, I don't know that much.
Yeah.
Of course, I was a Thai kickboxing champion. But other than that.
But Lisa, isn't the point, it shouldn't matter that Kevin is so much bigger. The point is, of what you learn in self-defense is that you can, at your size, be able to master a fight,
right? It's not like the guy gets up in front and says, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, as long as somebody smaller than you attacks, you will be fine.
No, of course.
Head can't fight.
We are taught that size doesn't matter. It's still very intimidating when a really big guy,
of course,
you have to fight.
But that's why you're
I'm not a brown belt or black belt yet, but I think if you were not trained,
right,
I could surprise you.
Surprise meaning, ow, that hurt. Now,
no, I could surprise you enough to get away from you.
Really?
I think so. I think that's where I am right now and probably will be for a long time.
What if I was nude?
Well, we'd have sex. Are you crazy?
You gotta understand.
No fighting.
There's no fighting.
With kicking someone's ass, not like I'm some expert or anything, but a lot of it is not the knowledge. It's a matter of having the will and the courage and being sinister enough to carry that stuff out.
And the instinct.
And Lisa's the nicest person in the world, and I don't know if she has it in her to put the force behind her leg that she might have, but she might not have the mental, the will to put the force in her leg that she need to take someone's knee out.
Yeah, she's too nice. That's true.
She can't say. That is a problem.
She had a guy who we all know, who we all don't talk to,
Who asks her out for lunch all the time. And she can't even say no to him.
Well, I mean, I finally did, but only because you taunted me forever.
She's the person that can't say no. So if somebody attacked her in a garage, she'd say, I'd really rather you didn't do that.
I don't want to hurt you.
And then she'd go to class, all black and blue, and the guy would go, what'd you do? And you said, I begged him to stop.
The point is not to beat someone up. It's to get that gap in time so that you can get away.
I
could do that.
You should have gone out to lunch with the mystery man and then just kicked his knee out. That's what you should have done.
Right.
You know what,
his
Lisa
knee, I could have kicked out.
Under the
don't
table.
Even argue with me. You know that's true.
Very true.
What Lisa needs, and I think it's obvious, is the eye of the tiger.
That's right.
She doesn't have the eye of the tiger.
That's right.
True.
We need to get Lisa a box set of the Rocky movies. We need to send her into a room and make her watch them all. Because that's the only thing that's going to get her motivated enough to just kick ass.
I see her in the mountains, pulling gigantic tractors with her teeth.
Stuff with
training.
Feeding meat.
Yes. Running up and down. I'm sorry, did you say
feeding
meat?
Lisa
meat? Is that what you said?
But the problem with Lisa is that I think Psycho Mike's right. She doesn't have it in her heart.
Nothing is real if you don't believe in who you are. I don't believe in myself no more. Don't you understand? What if I don't believe? That's it. He's finished. It's over. That's it.
So that's it.
God, I'm so defeated now.
I don't think
I don't know why I'm bothering. I quit.
You don't have it in you. You probably are the nicest person to ever take these classes.
Well, let's just hope I never need it because you'll see
too.
In my demeanor that I can take you.
Yeah, sure. People will walk by and go,
I'll be walking
down
the street and some guy will be like, I'm looking for someone. Oh, not her.
I can tell
just by her energy.
She's got some kind of mean force field energy going around her.
It's just
she'll
the way
kick
she walks.
My knee out. That's what she'll do.
That's very exciting.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have a website that I'm very excited to talk to because this is something that is a huge, huge problem in Los Angeles that probably every one of you have had trouble with. And it's other people who park poorly.
Ugh.
People can't park. Whenever you go to a mall, wherever, on
the
street.
See, that would piss me off enough to beat someone up.
Well, there you go. At least now you'll have the tools. I just carry a gun.
Really?
A lot easier. Less training.
Easier.
Didn't take me 3 years of training. Just
good point.
Kind of 6-day waiting period. That's about it. YouParkLikeAnAsshole.com is the name of the website. And you can print out tickets that you can leave on people's windshields,
That's excellent.
Yeah, it's a great little website that we're going to try and push so that people in Southern California will learn, you know, one spot, you know, no Hummer in the little compact.
Right.
There's a lot of ways you could be a little cooler about parking. Also on today's show, we got the movie beat because it is already Friday. Thank God. We need to figure out a way to get a Monday off every week. I think I like that.
Well, we do have one in another week.
Oh, do we really? Is
Martin
it the
Luther
Martin
King?
Luther King? Fantastic. That's good. Also on today's program, we are going to talk to a guy who lives in his van. And his van blew up. So now he's not really living in his van so much as he's living in just the charred remains of his van.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one thing to lose your car. It's another thing to lose your house. It's still a third thing to lose them both at the same time.
Yeah, so that's not necessarily good. But we're going to talk to him. He's selling music, and that's how he's trying to get back on his feet.
The understanding I had from
the
KROQ listener who tipped us off is that he was living in his van and had a recording studio in there. How big is this van? I mean, had a lot of stuff going on.
It was like a tour bus.
And he was running some sort of a landscaping business in it. I don't know what he had going on, but it's all gone.
Also, I don't know if you've heard this, but every year new laws go into effect.
Yeah,
How many laws, Bean, did you say go into effect this year alone, 2007?
Over 900 in California.
How are we going to know all those?
Does that seem like maybe the total number of laws that have ever been enacted in California? I mean, doesn't it seem like that's so high?
And every year they do that?
Yes.
Every year they have like 900.
I don't know if it's 900, but every year there's
something like that.
Yeah, yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, a lot of them are, you know, are there minor things that you don't ever hear about? You know, they get discussed in committee and then passed. For instance, one of the new laws is that it's illegal to tie a dog to a stationary object for more than 3 hours.
I heard about that one.
And this is some sort of a law, as an example, where somebody went to their lawmaker and said, hey, people are tying up their dogs all day and then going to work. This is bad. We shouldn't allow that. And then they run it by the legislature and then pass it. And that's a new law that goes into effect. But Lisa's absolutely right. Unless you're sitting down the morning of New Year's Day with the book, how do you have any idea what changes they've made? You don't.
You do. You listen to the Kevin and Bean Show, and
why we're going to fill you in on some of the new California state laws. Yeah.
So in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to read every single one of them, beginning to end.
8 to noon. The only one that really I've seen on the news a lot is the one where now it's illegal to ride in the trunk of a car in California. You can't do that anymore.
That's so bogus, by the way.
Can't put somebody
do you do that a lot?
Can't put somebody in a trunk? We only do that in Vegas.
You can only do it when they're dead. That's what the law says.
Oh, okay. As long as they're dead?
As long as they're dead, it's okay.
And you're taking them to the desert to put them in a shallow grave.
Exactly.
Right? The only time I ever did that was in Vegas with lightning. But that's a whole different story.
I guess the reason that this became an issue, and we'll talk to the law, you know, the law expert when we have him on, but the was that I guess there's some sort of a law in effect where if you're under 21, you're not allowed to have other teenagers in the car if you're out driving or something like that. You know what I'm talking about, Lisa? Where
yes.
they made it restrictive now for people who are under 21 to drive. So the way they're getting around it to be able to go places with their friends is to put their friends in the trunk. Because, hey, I'm not allowed to be in the car with you because you're 19 and I'm 20, so you go in the trunk and then just jump out when we get to McDonald's or whatever.
That is awesome.
Well, there you go.
That makes me have faith in humanity again. And also the World Tour 2007, destination number one, grand prize drawing is
Ooh,
today.
We're giving this away.
Talking about a chance to see My Chemical Romance, which is a fantastic band at the very pinnacle of their creative success right this moment. It's a great time to see that band, and you'll get to see them in Glasgow, Scotland.
Nice.
So that's coming up this morning, and Ralph Showbiz Beat is next.
There's new music on K-Rock called Through Glass. Ralph, you spent your holidays looking through glass, didn't you, pretty much?
Looking through glass.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Glass.
Someone help me out here.
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia glass. I was saying drinking.
Drinking! Yeah. Drinking!
Drinking!
Looking through glass. Drinking!
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Tell him what he's won, Bill.
When all of Ralph's emails from vacation are in capital letters, I know that he's high or drinking or something. You can always tell he's partying, you know? He's having a good time.
Yeah. He is. That's true. And yet, I don't know how we're supposed to recognize that that reference. And yet, who am I to talk about references that no one gets?
Good
word
point.
To your mama.
4 till 6, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here is Ralph.
Ah, poor fire crotch. Now she's got fire abdomen.
Oh, what? No.
Oh, Lindsay's sick?
Lindsay Lohan in the hospital after having emergency surgery to remove her appendix yesterday. She was diagnosed with appendicitis after she was feeling ill on Wednesday and sought medical attention. Let me tell you something. Not much you can confuse appendicitis with. I've had acute appendicitis.
Yeah.
You just know what that is.
It's either that or it's
like, geez, I don't feel so good. You're like, open me up and take it out.
It's either that or someone's stabbing you right there. Those are your two options.
Those are your options.
Did you have yours taken out, Ralph? Same thing, appendicitis?
No, they left it in. They said you'll get over it.
Really?
No. Oh, my God.
No.
Never heard of that.
Like, of course they took it out.
Ralph said to the doctor, I think I can get through this.
No, give me a couple years. I'll get used to it. Yeah, they took it out immediately. She's apparently, there's a lot of rumors going around about why she's in the hospital, blah, blah, blah. So her mom wants everyone to know that it's just appendicitis and it's not rehab. It's not anything else. That's why she's in the hospital. She's got fire abdomen. See? Mm-hmm. I get that. Paris Hilton's been fired
from
two nightclubs called Club Paris.
What?
These were two nightclubs she went into a business venture with.
Oh.
This guy owned two nightclubs, one in Orlando, Florida, one in nearby Jacksonville, and they were called Club Paris, and she was supposed to be associated with the clubs and make appearances at them and be there for the openings. Well, the guy who owns the clubs, Fred Collian, says he is changing the name of his clubs and firing Hilton as a partner. Because she hasn't shown up to the clubs in 2 years.
Well, there is that.
That's not a surprise.
She's not really doing her part of the bargain.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. The easiest money in the world is, hey, you know, just every once in a while, just come in and have a drink. That's right. All you have to do, and she can't even accomplish
Which
that.
Which she does all the time everywhere
right.
else.
Yeah.
Although she's lame. I think this guy's even lamer because he says he's changing the name of the club. But really, he's just saying, from now on, Club Paris is going to refer to the French capital city.
Uh-oh. No, he did not.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's not really changing the name of the club so much. Just more changing the intent than it is the name.
But if the city doesn't show up in 2 years, he's going to change it again.
It'll be Club Budapest then. Screw Paris. So, she's losing some money. Her lawyer says, I'm certainly disappointed to learn of Fred's unfortunate comments. We shall address his statements at the appropriate time. That would be now, because we're not going to give a rat's ass in about a week.
No one cares.
No one cares. Britney Spears is working to overcome negative publicity. What? There's negative publicity about her?
For Britney?
She said that she's devastated that fans are disappointed with her recent behavior. And she says she vows to get her life back on track in 2007.
I'm not devastated by it.
Her manager says she understands what's going on right now. She's calling it her rocky moment.
Ah.
She's going through a rough patch, I guess. Britney knows exactly what she needs to do.
Not that.
She needs to drink some raw eggs and climb a bunch of stairs really fast.
I don't think this is the rocky moment that she's talking about.
Oh, I see.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Regarding the incident, I guess this is all culminating because of an online sort of Britney Spears fan club site.
Right.
That now they're very disappointed with the fact that she passed out on New Year's Eve and had to be carried out of a nightclub.
To me, that means you're partying, you're having a good time.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm good with that.
But the lawyer says, we're just sitting there at a club drinking orange juice.
What?
I'm not kidding.
No.
When Britney got tired and we had to take her back to her room.
That's what her lawyer says.
Suddenly, I'm hearing words like collapsed and passed out.
They had to help her walk out of the club, Ralph.
She was just very tired.
Well, she is a well-known
liar. You know how sometimes you fall asleep when you're in a club that's pounding loud music and everyone's dancing and screaming around you and it's New Year's Eve?
You know how many times on New Year's Eve you go to a party and drink orange juice? Sure. You know that.
Yeah, right.
So that's
easy. It's easy.
Well, it's not so much that they are untrue as much as they are true-less or lie-ish.
Right.
Pamela Anderson is launching a thinly disguised attack on her estranged husband, Kid Rock. She has branded him self-obsessed and childish.
Well, for God's sakes, he's been proclaiming that for about 20 years.
That's true.
Who's that a surprise to?
Apparently, Pam was upset to learn that Kid Rock tried to pick a fight with her ex, Tommy Lee, on New Year's Eve in Vegas after Tommy taunted Kid Rock a little bit about the split with Pamela Anderson. Apparently, Tommy made a few wisecracks, and Kid Rock said, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You and me, right now! And Pam thought that was childish and unnecessary.
Tommy does win, though, because he seems to be the rebound. Whoever Pam's dating and then that breaks up, it seems like almost always goes back to Tommy, right?
Yeah.
It's bananas. She keeps coming back to me. It's bananas. It's bananas. I keep having sex with her. It's bananas. Today's celebrity birthday is Robert Duvall, one of the greatest actors ever. That's all. That's all he is.
Just that?
Yep. That's all.
Only?
76 years old today. Diane Keaton, talented actress in her own right. Remember her in the Godfather movies?
Oh, yeah, she was great.
Come on. 61 years old today. Clancy Brown, very talented actor, but most importantly, the voice of Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob SquarePants. He's 48 years old today. And Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson, the K-Rock artist who thought that I was a cop.
I don't remember.
At our live event.
We were on stage. We were doing a breakfast with Marilyn
Manson. At midnight, we were doing a breakfast.
It was midnight at the, what club? A tiny little club.
Yeah, the Viper Room.
Viper Room. And they had the curtains closed, and allegedly there
was... We were waiting, you know, to open up
allegedly, there was some cocaine going on there. Uh-huh. Allegedly. And I was standing there, and allegedly, Ralph Garman walked up, and Marilyn Manson said, is that a cop?
The entire band panicked. Dude, is that a cop? Is that a cop? Who says coke makes you paranoid?
Oh, that's awesome.
In his defense, I had just come from the set of NYPD Blue and was wearing my uniform. No, I wasn't.
He wasn't at all.
He thought I was undercover.
That's so awesome.
I'd be the worst undercover cop in the world.
Ralph's a cop.
I'm Officer Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz.
I love Bob Dylan, as you know. Kevin hates Bob Dylan. And I still don't know very much about Edie Sedgwick. I know they're making a movie about her. I know Sienna Miller, the actress, is starring her. The only thing I really know about Edie Sedgwick is that she hung out with that crowd back in the 60s. She was one of those it girls who showed up at all the parties. She was friends with Andy Warhol and with Bob Dylan. She appeared on the Blonde on Blonde album cover with Bob Dylan. It's probably the most famous image of her. And now they're making this movie, and Bob Dylan apparently is going to sue. I don't know what the story is, but we got to find out. So we thought, hey, why not? We've got this relationship with Bob. Let's get him back on the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous K-Rock for the first time in 2007, ladies and gentlemen. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Bob Dylan on the line with us right now.
Hey, morning, Bob.
Well, same to you. Happy New Year, Bob. How are you? It just occurred to me that I planned on going to him to find out why he was going to sue. That was a mistake.
That is
a mistake.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
Happy New Year 2007. Now, Bob, the understanding that I have is this film Factory Girl is coming out, and they've kind of fictionalized the real life story of this actress Edie Sedgwick, and there's somebody who is kind of playing your character, but they don't call him Bob Dylan. They're not claiming it's
Danny Keene.
I call him
Danny Keene.
Danny Quinn. Danny Quinn is the right, but it's clearly just a thinly veiled portrayal of you. Yeah. And they make some suggestions in the movies about things that you say didn't happen, right?
And
that's what you're upset about?
Yeah.
You're not
gonna try?
No. Yes, we heard it, right?
I can't hope to know what he just said. He's upset about something.
So you want to see the movie and then judge for yourself whether it's accurate, and then you're going to decide whether there's a lawsuit involved.
No, I'm going to sue.
Just going to sue.
Just going to sue. Okay. Okay. Hey, all right.
I heard things.
What did you hear?
And they said that Deanie Chadwick and I have the fan, and she got pregnant with me. Now they're calling the Muslims, firing down and Helen Dixon and death.
No one can blame you for that.
Yeah. My God, no.
All right. Well, listen, Bob, we're just going to leave
it
right there.
I found Bean. I'm reading in an article here. Sedgwick's downfall and drug overdose death were due in part to Bob Dylan, their affair, and the fact that she had an abortion at his request.
Oh. That's what I said.
Well, no one heard you.
All right. Well, listen, Bob, we're going to keep an eye on that lawsuit and maybe get back to you later and find out how it's going. But you're still doing the satellite radio show in 2007. Yeah. Did you renew that for the new year?
Country Time Lemonade Hour.
It's Theme Time Radio Hour.
Theme time. Yeah, whatever.
All right.
And what are you talking about? This is where you do an hour of radio where you play songs that are all somehow related and tell little stories about them. What's your topic this week?
This is the topic, law.
Hmm? Lost?
This is the topic, law.
Lost.
La.
You're a Lost. He's a Lost fan.
La.
When is Lost coming back?
Lost. La.
What?
La.
Logs.
Logs. Log? Logs?
No, log.
Law.
Law. Lawsuit.
A law.
Law. The law. Yeah, of course. That would make sense.
I'm going to sue. The law's been on my mind. I'm going to sue.
You're going to sue. The law's been on your mind.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So,
all
right.
Songs about the law. Like what? What are you going to be playing?
People I'm going to sue. They can't win because you can't fight the law. Law wins.
Nah, here.
Nah, I can't. I law.
Sure, that's an all-time classic. Bob, you don't know the words to any songs at all, do you?
I'm singing the words.
Oh, that was you singing the words.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, that's a law. Lawyers. Lawyers, guns, and money.
What's that?
Lawyers, guns, and money.
Lawyers, guns, and money.
Hey,
sure, yeah.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Yeah. Got that? Yeah.
You know, these people in the factory, I'm going to sue them because they've been breaking the law.
Is this Bob Dylan playing Judas Priest? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
Bob, I'm fired today.
Bob, you know Judas Priest music?
Bring it on.
Huh? You know Judas Priest?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I found an lawsuit. I'm an innocent man.
God, I hate Billy Joel.
Wants to hear that song, Bob. No one.
God, I hate Billy Joel.
People that go to Billy Joel concerts don't want to hear that song, Bob.
You know, the studio is making this film.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue them. Sue studio.
No way.
Sue studio.
No, Phil Collins.
Sue studio.
Bob, it's time to cancel the show. I'm sorry, man. It's time to let it go.
Scotland is so beautiful.
And this time, I mean, seriously, this is the age of international travel. This is when you want to be going on a plane and fly into another country. I mean, it's smooth, it's fun, it's easy, it's cheap, it's convenient. Nothing ever goes wrong.
Flights have never been more on time.
Yep. And most of the time these days, you get on a plane, you don't even need a seat assignment. You can sit anywhere. They're just so wide open. You can lay down over 3-4 seats if you want. It's so easy to travel.
And everybody's so nice and lets you go first. It's a good time. So we're excited to make that drawing.
And the airport, you can show up 10 minutes before your flight now.
They give you those rides on those little carts for everyone. So bizarre. All right, it's time for the Afro Line. This, of course, is because we know a lot of you have lives, and you have, say, I don't know, jobs or whatever that you have to, school that you have to get to, and you can't sit on hold all day to talk to us. So we set up an answering machine 24 hours a day. Anytime you think of something, you can call it. It's Kevin and Bean Afro Line. 323-520-AFRO is the phone number. The first call, of course, is in reference to Bean, who has his entire life wanted something that the rest of us are trying to get out of.
And it sounds a little something like this.
And that call would go just like this.
Hey, Bean. Just calling
and
to
the person
let you
left
know
a message that we will play now that sounds
service, and it sucks. I can't believe, I mean, I'm only 19. I don't even own a car or do anything. And I got a sign for jury service, my friend.
Jury duty.
Yeah, I got it at the end of the month.
You did?
Don't you get it at the end of every month?
No, it's different. Hey. Everybody that gets jury duty calls up and rubs it in Bean's face because
it's funny because I always hate getting that summons, but now because Bean wants it so badly,
it makes you happy.
I kind of am delighted.
Yeah, I know.
When do you when do you get to go? When do you get to go, Lise?
I think it's at the very end of the month, whatever that Monday is.
You know, one of those things that makes Bean so happy or so upset, and that's why you find particular joy in it?
Oh, yeah.
I was lucky enough to be in Africa on my vacation over the holiday, and I drove past a post office, and I thought, Bean would like a picture of that. Look at me sit on my hands.
Oh, I'm not
come on.
Take one.
I could have had a picture of a post office in Africa. You didn't take it?
I did. I just thought, I don't want to encourage that behavior.
You suck.
It's a that's a beautiful post office right there. Oh, there it goes. Well. Gone. Chances gone. Sorry about that.
Yo, Kelly Ripa. I love your man boobs.
Those are where she had man boobs, but okay, that's fine.
Kelly Ripa, huh?
There's a guy who is there's a guy who sounds like he's had a few, and he's sobbing, and things are going terribly wrong for him.
I hate to admit, but I'm finally siding with Bean. Women are just no goddamn good.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, exactly, for coming to the obvious realization.
That's Bean at KROQ.com. This is Kevin and Lisa and everybody else who believe that women make the world go round.
Thank you.
Without women, it would be a boring place. Bean and that dude are drinking themselves into a stupor.
No, look, don't get me wrong. I love women. I just love mute women most.
Mute women. I see.
Oh, Bean. God.
Bean at KROQ.com.
Yeah.
Later this morning, we are going to talk to somebody who started a website, finally, that is youparklikeanahole.com. And that's what this girl's calling about.
Here's the thing. I know I don't know how to park. I admit it. I park badly. I never learned servo parking is completely out of the question. But there's nothing I can really do. I mean, people who try to teach me just frustrate me. It's like a block in my head.
I have a terrible time parallel parking. I break she into a even, sweat.
She didn't even say parallel parking.
Oh, she didn't?
Said,
she any
just,
parking?
I thought she just said parking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, you're retarded.
Thank you. Much better. That's a much better answer. By the way, I don't know, practice or don't drive. Those are two good options. Stay off the road.
I should not drive because I'm not good at parallel parking.
Correct.
That's your
she
answer.
She mentioned that she's bad at all parking and don't even, she can't even try parallel parking.
Yeah.
She's just, just out of the, but, you know, you don't ever really have to parallel park. You just go further away and find a space where you don't have to parallel
sometimes
park.
Sometimes in Hollywood you do.
Dude, I'm the king of parallel park. I can parallel park in 2 seconds.
You should teach me.
Boom, 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 out of my car. It's like
you can't teach women anything.
It's like
that's just
Bean at KROQ.com.
What's wrong with you?
Well, he's very sensitive.
Oh my
truthful.
God.
Right.
Hooray for Bean, we'll raise our glass. Hooray for Bean, he's a horse's ass.
Okay, let's continue with Afro. 323-520 Afro.
Kevin, are you drunk?
Nope. Not drunk. No,
he was dry.
That was dry. Yesterday. I was dry. Because I ate that goddamn bar. Bean loves himself the 7-Elevens as well as the post offices. Don't exactly know why.
Hey, Bean, good news. They just made a 7-Eleven stamp. No, I'm just joking. But you're really gay.
See, you couldn't fool me with that because they can't put anything that's privately owned on a stamp. So I knew he was making fun
God,
of me.
God, I hate that you know that.
Jeez. I do too.
I hate that he knows that.
Well, they're not advertising. You know, that's why the Space Needle will never be on a stamp, because it's privately owned.
Oh, So I have to stop, get spacenedleastamp.com? I have to stop blogging there?
Exactly, there's no
You're
point.
A homo.
We don't get a lot of phone calls from our wives on the Afro line.
Uh-oh.
Because well, usually, I don't get any.
Because usually they can talk to us personally if they want to.
You would think.
But we have a bit of a scheduling problem this weekend, and I'm not happy about it at all.
Yeah.
But it happens to be my side of the family, so this is my wife calling the Afro line.
We are going to Arizona for a wedding, and the Detroit Red Wings are playing the Kings on Saturday night. Are you out of your mind? Tell it to your nephew. Where is your priorities? The L.A. Kings or your family? Come on. Kings wedding. Kings wedding. Where is the Kevin I married and that I know? This is the guy on our first date who made me sneak down to get better seats. Come on. Who's with me?
Is she encouraging you to go to the game?
Yes. Yes. She loves the Kings, too.
Wow.
I have to be in a suit in
Phoenix.
But it's
your family.
But it's my family. It's my brother's kid.
You're going.
With the Kings.
You're going to the
Dude,
wedding.
You can't help it if you miss your plane. I mean, it's not your fault.
I'm not feeling very well right now.
They have a
you
lot more
good.
Flights every day.
Oh, oh that sounds wow. contagious, too,
yeah,
man. It would
really.
Be a shame to ruin that poor kid's reception.
I need some bed rest.
You're a homo.
No, I'm not. It's my nephew.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Well, Lindsay Lohan, we hope you're feeling better. Apparently, she's in the hospital. She went in yesterday for appendicitis and wound up having her appendix removed. The good news is doctors say she's fine and resting comfortably. This is 1 year to the day she was hospitalized for that asthma attack that was well reported as being perhaps more than that. But apparently she's fine and everything went well, and they were able to put out the fire in her crotch too.
Excellent. Really, they did both.
A team of specialized surgeons went in there and took care of her. So.
Are they going to sell it on eBay or anything? That'd be quite a collectible.
The appendix?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I would buy Lindsay's appendix. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would.
You'd clone your own Lindsay someday?
What would you do with it?
Sure. Clone my own Lindsay someday.
Put a hole in it.
You know, I went to see that Emilio Estevez written and directed film Bobby over the holidays.
Yeah.
And it's got an unbelievable cast. And Lindsay Lohan is in it. And she's really good. She actually can act.
She's a talented actress. Of all the bimbos that we deal with in pop culture, she's probably the most talented.
Yeah, she's not bad.
That's why it's sad for me to see her spiral downward, because the rest of them, you know, whatever.
Right.
But she's actually got something to offer. Speaking of women with nothing to offer, Paris Hilton in the news again. I'm surprised that Paris is turning down an opportunity to make some money, because she's the one who will show up at anything, any place for a couple hundred grand, you know?
Right.
She's pretty much a whore when it comes to that kind of stuff. Well, according to the London Sun newspaper, she has turned down an offer from a company who would like to make a inflatable love doll in her image.
That's so hot.
She refused the opportunity despite their offer of selling them for $50,000 apiece.
Oh, come on.
Actually, they would be not inflatable type, but the silicone type with the steel skeleton.
Like the real...
It would be a complete replica. It would have lifelike orifices.
Yeah.
Orify. Holes.
I think we know what you mean.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And it would be completely realistic to, you know... to her specs.
She would have
say.
To have molds
exactly,
done of all
Lisa,
of her?
Exactly. But when it was all done, you could take home this plastic thing and have sex with it. Or you could take the doll.
Either, right, either way.
Either way.
If they weren't expensive, wouldn't that be fun to get some of those dolls and just leave them like laying face down in a subway or someplace and just have people freak out?
And then jump on top of it and protect it as the subway goes over. Oh, wait, I'm mixing my stories.
That's a different story. Yeah.
Those dolls are so realistic that it seemed like you could get away with one of those in the carpool lane. I mean, I really
right,
think
sure.
it wouldn't be like a mannequin that somebody could spot was obviously fake.
The real dolls, whatever they're called.
Yep. Yeah.
Not one to miss a trend. Excuse me. Leonardo DiCaprio apparently is adopting a little African girl who he met while filming the movie Blood Diamond.
Wow.
Conveniently for Leonardo, though, he's decided not to bring the baby home.
What?
Just pay for all the expenses regarding her upkeep and her schooling and just keep in touch every month via phone and email.
They have a lot of programs like that. You can do that.
That's the way to do it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Have all the cool factor of, oh, yeah, I adopted a black kid. Where is she? Home.
Well, in that case, I have like five Mexican kids in South America that I send 50 cents to a month.
50 cents
Same
a
thing.
Month. Wow, it you're really
them,
a splurge.
It feeds them and clothes them.
Man, big
That's
spender.
What they
yeah,
say.
I bet they're eating well and wearing spectacular clothing for 50 cents a month.
Down there. Way cheaper.
What are Mexican kids doing in South America?
That's another good question, Mike. Thank you.
They're orphans.
Migrating for the winter.
did they walk from Mexico to South America, Lisa? What happened?
Your kids aren't even seeing their money, Lisa. You're sending to South America and they're waiting in Mexico for a check.
I might have to check on
Pablo
that.
Escobar's son is cashing your check right now.
50 cents
Lisa,
a month.
Yeah, I understand it's cheap and they've got a program and they buy it bulk, but honestly, what do you think they're getting for 50 cents a month? Not a day, a month.
Lisa's seeking out cut-rate charities.
There. Very cheap.
They're cheap. They get Nikes. They get everything now.
They get a half a cup of rice and a used iced tea that they found in a dumpster.
Get some MREs.
And then when it's all finished.
And a hefty bag with a hole cut in it, and they put their head through it for the rainy season.
And when it's all finished, they just give them gold bullion.
Say what you want. I
make
good
up for the rest
it.
Of it.
What are they doing with all the leftover, though? Do you start an IRA for them with the money they don't spend of that tremendous stipend?
Which is some savings.
Tremendous stipend, by the way, opening up this year's Weenie Road.
How about if you just send them a ticket to Mexico? That'd probably help them more.
Probably miss their family being down there in South America.
Just get them home. That would help.
Okay.
50 cents.
That's great.
Lisa, that's embarrassing. They spit on your 50 cents.
Call me when you got an American who's willing to send me some money I can live on, is what they're saying.
More about the Jim Lampley story. I announced yesterday there were domestic abuse charges filed against the sportscaster. And this time we're finding out from TMZ.com that it was Candace Sanders who was his girlfriend. Now, that name may not be familiar to you, but she was Miss California USA 2003.
No kidding.
Hello, Poon.
Spectacular looking broad.
Yeah.
Candace is claiming that Lampley was drinking vodka and whiskey and was high on pot when he reportedly threw her against the wall of her apartment repeatedly. Wow. She said she suffered head, neck, and back injuries.
That is so not what you do on pot.
No, but vodka, whiskey.
Vodka, whiskey,
yeah. You do.
And pot. That's true.
Lampley reportedly called the fight, saying, look at the body blows. Incredible stamina from Jim Lampley. Pounding her against the wall.
See, Lisa, because he's a boxing announcer.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In South America.
Yes. He's Mexican.
Mexican children.
And the British just know how to do it upright. They've got a new reality show called Celebrity Big Brother. See, the Big Brother, I'm done with that. Is it season 104 or whatever they're up to now?
Yeah.
I couldn't be less interested. But Celebrity Big Brother, a bunch of celebrities living in a house together? Now you got me.
Bean did mention this on Monday while you were gone, but it's certainly worth another mention because the celebrities that are on this show are spectacular.
Apparently, TV viewers were stunned when it was announced that Jermaine Jackson of the Jackson 5 was the first of 11 contestants to do the
British
reality
show. How great is that?
Show.
I'm already in at that point.
Then they got the treat of singer Leo Sayer from the 70s. He strolled through the door.
Didn't mention that one. Okay.
Danielle Lloyd, who was Miss Great Britain, but she lost her title when she posed for Playboy magazine over there in
the
UK. That's pretty strong.
Good.
But the one that's got me excited, Dirk Benedict.
Yes.
Face from the A-Team. Face there in the big house.
Doesn't that sound great?
Celebrity Big Brother.
Now, do you know if we can see it anywhere? Bean was trying to search and see if there's any, if we see it online, BBC America, anywhere?
I don't believe it's going to be aired anywhere in the States.
That's
sad. No.
I wonder now, Ralph, if this story we talked about on Monday was speculation as to who was going to be unveiled, and now you've got the real names. It seems like there should be more in the house, and one of the ones that we were talking about was Tara Reid was supposed to be one of them.
No mention of that.
There's got to be a way.
There's a lot of British celebrities that you've never heard of.
Yeah, exactly.
Director Ken Russell, who did Tommy, the rock opera movie, The Who. You know, the Tommy the Who.
Yeah.
He did the movie version of that and a bunch of other films and stuff. A bunch of British celebrities, but those are the only American names that I recognize. So.
And Lisa pointed out that on the British version of the Big Brother, they actually have sex, too.
Oh, yeah, they show it.
And they show stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll have DVDs out after
That's
the season's
a great
over with.
That we can't play on our players.
That's right.
Yeah. Most likely.
Wrong format. Maybe in South America you can send some down to your sponsor children. Yeah. Send them some more stuff they can't use.
They would love that show.
They got a lot of time to kill while they're not able to eat.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Lisa is starving kids. That's what we learned here today. Lisa is taking responsibility.
She's taunting them.
She's taunting
them. Yeah.
Here's some money, but not enough to eat on. Now what are you going to do?
You can buy so many flour tortillas with 50 cents.
They're
don't
all
even
excited.
Know.
They rip it open. It's 50 cents. They go, what?
Oh, crap.
Lisa, realistically, how many days of flour tortillas can you buy for 50 cents, even if it's 10?
A
There's
whole
still 30
month
days
worth.
In a month.
Have you been down there? It's dirt cheap.
You can get a whole month's worth.
Fortune.
Plus dessert, by the way.
You're satisfied feeding starving little children flour tortillas every day. That's okay for you. You're
like, every other day.
That's good enough for me. I've done my part.
It's more than they would have had.
regular Mother Teresa,
listen,
you are.
Listen, a penny is more than they would have, but it's not going to help. But it won't help. That's my point.
They lick the penny. Lick the penny for try to get the copper, get some minerals,
get the nutrients out of the copper.
Sucking change.
That's Lisa's charity name. Sucking change.
Sucking change.
Get the website up.
Today's celebrity birthday is Robert Duvall, one of our best actors. See him in Thank You for Not Smoking.
No,
Smoking, rather. Yeah, he's great.
He's
76 years old today. Diane Keaton turned 61, and Marilyn Manson, who I told the story about last hour, how he thought I was a cop, but I didn't mention his age. Someone was very angry because they didn't know how old Marilyn Manson was today. So 38 years old, Marilyn becomes today.
All right,
he's going to celebrate by putting in a new contact. Maybe he'll get two. Maybe his eyes will match today's to celebrate.
Oh, let's not get crazy.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let's talk to a guy. Where did you see this guy's story, Bean?
Well, I want to thank the K-Rock listeners from Graphics and Designs Plus who emailed me yesterday. We were talking about people who had bad holidays. This is Bean speaking. I'm the guy who had an 80-foot hemlock tree come down, hit his roof, go through the roof, and then total my car. That was my holiday. And I thought, you know what? That's a pretty bad holiday. Until I saw this email from the K-Rock listeners who tipped us off to our man Sebastian. Sebastian Clark on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Sebastian. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, happy new year to you.
Well, it's great to talk to you. Now, the understanding that I got from your friends who emailed us is that you are a local musician, and we'll get to that in a moment, who has been living in his van for, according to them, several years. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is.
How did that happen, Sebastian? Because that's not really the goal I think most people have when they're up and coming.
Well, I kind of just figured it would cost less, and it kind of did.
So you did it on purpose?
Well, I did it. I dropped out of college out east, and when I came back, there was no space for me at my family's places.
Right.
Very much a family, pick yourself up by the bootstraps when you're 18. So.
And so you didn't do that, and you lived in your van.
No.
So you just figured, hey, I want to live cheaply. I guess you weren't working or weren't making enough.
I worked for an entire summer, saving up all the cash from Starbucks that I worked at.
Right.
Okay.
And was living off of tips, couch hopping, and then as soon as I had enough cash, I just bought a VW van outright.
Okay. So you bought a VW van, and then you moved in.
And then I moved in.
And you have, and you got a divorce, you have a small kid, and you're starting to learn Wall Street?
No. That's The Pursuit of Happiness. That's The Pursuit of Happiness. That's a totally different movie.
Well, you should. I mean, it works for Will Smith.
Sebastian, how long have you been living in the van?
I had been living in the van from March of 2003 up until Christmas Eve.
Okay, now we're going to get to that part in a second. So,
Steve, that's terrible timing.
Living in a van, what did you do for, like taking a shower and stuff like that? I mean, how do you make that work?
Spit? No.
Spit.
like a cat. No. Showers at the beach or showers at friends' houses,
it's fun to see it.
I don't know if that's where he was.
That's what he did. You take a shower there, right?
All right, so we got a beat on you, and you also are a musician, and you had not only everything you owned and all the stuff you needed to live on in the van, but you also had some sort of a makeshift recording studio in the van?
Yeah, and I just want to get out there. Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Oh, listen to that.
Because that's priorities when you're living in a van, is to build yourself a recording studio, by the way. That's good thinking.
Well, he's a musician.
And by the way, it's also takes nuts of steel to say, I live in a van that burned down, and hey, Lisa.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
Look at that.
That's good confidence.
I think I remember you, Sebastian. I think I remember your situation.
First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced. And I live in a van down by the river.
That's it.
I remember
that's
that. I remember that guy.
Don't get me confused with the older guys.
All right. What happened Christmas Eve? Where were you going? What were you doing, Sebastian, when misfortune hit you?
I was driving out from here in L.A. To New York City, where one of my sisters lives. She fell sick
and I was pretty much gonna making a grand gesture to go out and rescue her.
Right. She had, what was she living in, a Honda?
Yugo, man.
Yugo, okay.
Sebastian, what were you going to do with her when you got to New York? You were going to say, sis, I'm here to save you. Come live in the van with me? I mean, what did you have to offer her?
No, I...
He has an operating table and all kinds of stuff in there. So you can work on her.
I had, you know, yeah, I've got surgical skills. I was going to fix her up.
You know? No, but really, where were you going to take her? What were you going to do?
I was going to pack her and her things and ship us both in the van to my dad in Kentucky.
Okay, he's got a 1963 Cadillac that he lives in.
So you
classic.
The plan was, sis is ill, she needs to get to Kentucky. I'm going to drive from Los Angeles all the way to New York City to get her to Kentucky because, you know, God forbid she gets on a plane and gets there in 45 minutes, right?
Well, she was sick and she got mono to complicate everything.
Uh-huh.
She didn't have enough energy and didn't have, you know,
I got
really
you.
Know very many
wow.
people out
okay.
there.
So,
right.
so
no
something
system to get her to the plane.
Now, just before we find out what happened to you, was it your plan, Sebastian, to live in your van for the rest of your life?
No,
that's not your goal.
No, it was not.
Okay,
all right. So you didn't make it to New York City because you ran into trouble. Where?
I ran into trouble all along the way, but the biggest was on Christmas Eve. I had just gotten a little engine work done, a fuel system filter replaced
right.
at this local dude in Amarillo, Texas. And I'm right. driving, and the car is working out fine for a little bit, and then it starts seeping up on me. Smoke starts coming out of my heater vents.
Oh, boy.
So I pull over to the on-ramp because I had just pulled off to get some gas.
Do you know how much damage smoke can do to your living room? You know,
that's a good point.
Yeah,
all right, so the car's smoking. Yeah, no kidding. The car's smoking. No one wants to live in that van after you've been living in it for 4 years, dude. You get out of the van, and then what happens? Does it blow up, or does it somehow catch fire, or what happens?
Well, I look at the back because I had gotten smoke earlier in the trip, and I checked it out, and nothing, you know, was up of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this time when I check out, you know, they're full on flames exiting the air intake vent.
Wow. And that's good or bad? I'm not a car guy.
Well, it's not a great thing.
Bad. Okay.
Sebastian, by the way, I have to say this. You sound like you got a little smoke this morning, too, if you get my meaning.
You know what? I got a little smoke from some sausage and some pancakes that I was making for some friends.
Not the kind of smoke we were talking about.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So you're standing there, and you're on the side of the road in Texas, right? Or Oklahoma,
no,
wherever you are.
Oklahoma. I had gotten
you're in Oklahoma.
The panhandle, and I'm in.
What's the difference?
Okay. And you're just watching your home burn down to the ground on the side of the road.
Burn down to the ground, a couple explosions from the propane tank and, you know, the 5 gallon gas can that I had in the center of the van.
And you know, everything you own's in it.
Yeah, it just gone through my storage unit and had taken out anything and everything that I thought would be relevant,
mm-hmm.
you know, for living for the next, you know, up to a year in Kentucky. So the only thing that I left in that storage unit were useless mementos.
Wow,
you know,
dude.
That I wouldn't need.
You had the clothes on your back and your cell phone, and that's it?
Yeah, I took out my wallet and put it on the passenger seat because I'd been sitting on it for like 8 hours.
You didn't even have your wallet?
No.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Oh,
what did you do, Sebastian?
So it burns down and you have no van.
That's the gist of it. I call the police and tell them that my car is on fire. Some people in a car come down the on-ramp, you know, and it's like 4 a.m, you know?
Right.
You know, it's just really surreal.
Sebastian, I got good news for you. We got a Kevin and Bean t-shirt for you.
Awesome!
Thanks for talking to us.
One more piece of clothing.
We do bring up stories like this from time to time, and although Sebastian sounds effing shaky, if you ask me.
I love this dude. Are you kidding me? I want to party with this guy.
There is a way that you can help Sebastian. Sebastian is a musician.
Yes.
And has recorded some music that you can buy in many different locations. And I imagine, you know, the more people that buy, the quicker he can get another vehicle to move into.
That's right.
Yeah. SebastianClark.com is his website, or you can just type in that name at CD Baby or Amazon or anything like that. You do kind of acoustic guitar-based kind of folk pop music, right, Sebastian?
Yeah, you know, White Album era Beatles.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Right, right. And it's very professionally recorded. I mean, it sounds real good. But how'd you get back to Southern California? And did you just flake on your sister? Is she still waiting for you in New York?
No, you know what? I talked to her like pretty much when I was stuck out there in Bristol, Oklahoma. The Cox and some church group, you know, with the members I never met, you know, put me up in a motel for the night.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and then the next day, you know, that same day was Christmas Eve, you know, just later on in the morning.
Right, right.
Sunday, and there was no way out of the town, so I hitchhiked the 30 miles to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
You know, just a big sign.
Don't feel like you have to give us a minute-by-minute replay of how things went.
How'd you get back?
I got on a Greyhound after I got to Tulsa. Waited up and took 32 hours to get to L.A.
Okay. Know?
Unbelievable story. And then where are you living now that you have no van?
Used car lot.
Couch hopping. I'm staying at my friend Chris Curry's. I'm staying at my friend Austin Green's and Edwin Rosero, who's, you know, who called you or gave you that email.
That guy. He's the guy that tipped us off to your story.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there anything we can do for you in our remaining seconds here, Sebastian? I'm glad we had a chance to hear your story because it is phenomenal. And your attitude seems so positive considering all that you've been through. But I guess you've kind of learned how to rough it and tough it over the past few years. But besides sending people to the internet to buy your CD, which will help you, is there anything else we can do for you?
God, I mean, what do you want that to mean?
Very little.
We want it if we could be honest, we want it to mean, nope, just buying the CD would be good.
Well, just thanks for having me on, Kevin and Bean.
That's really all we're looking for.
That's what we're hoping for, if we could be perfectly honest. No, Sebastian, you sound like a good dude, and it sounds like you're in a real tight spot there. And I just hope people will, you know, have heard your story, been moved by it, and go to SebastianClark.com or type in that name for Amazon and buy the CD and help you out there. I'd like to see you get back on your feet and have 2007 be a much better year for you, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'd like to record my next album, but my laptops and my computers were in there.
How long will it take you to do that? Do you have songs written?
I've got like 40 songs written.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. We could probably squeeze you in here at K-Rock into a studio and have you record one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I imagine, yeah. I mean, I haven't cleared that with anybody. I'm sure everybody that uses those studios is freaking out right now, but I'm sure we could find some time.
But Sebastian has to have great pot, though. I mean, think about it. He'd be welcome here at K-Rock.
That's true. We'll take all your information, Sebastian. You know, your home address. Oh, wait. Your phone. Oh, wait.
He has a cell phone.
The name of
my shower unit.
The name of the CD, if you want to look for it, if you can't remember his name, is Songs from a Van. You can probably remember that.
That's easy.
Songs from a Van. If you want to buy the CD and help out Sebastian, and Sebastian, we will we'll try and work out a way that we could have you come, as long as it doesn't take, you know, 6 months to record the CD.
All right. Hey, that's a deal.
Okay.
Right. Okay, Sebastian, well, listen, man.
Stupid Bean asking him what he wants.
I didn't need it, though. You know that. Thank you for coming on and talking to us. And since we'll probably never talk to you again, good luck to you, my friend.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Bean.
Bye now.
You're not going to amount to jack squat.
All right. No, you don't have to be that way about it.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
Oh, here's the best idea ever. Thanks to K-Rock listener Eric writing in about our last guest, Sebastian, the guy who lived in the van that blew up.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the idea. Perhaps Lisa could adopt Sebastian. He could move down to South America and live with Lisa's migrated Mexican children. There he could live like a king on 50 cents a month. So that's the solution. The problem is he's trying to make it in America instead of going down there and living with Lisa's people.
Well, that's his mistake,
and Lisa's
obviously.
People, they're so overrun with money that they could certainly use some help, you know, somebody else to help spend it.
Like they're living in castles.
Exactly.
I want to live on 50 cents a month, Lisa. In fact, maybe you should try living on 50 cents a month and see how your kids are enjoying their lives.
Well, I would have to move. It's all about the cost of living where you live.
Sure.
You understand that.
Okay. My Chemical Romance is coming to Southern California March 10th and March 11th. The 10th, they're at the Forum. The 11th, they're at the Anaheim Arena. The tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. if you'd like to buy those. Right now, we have the grand prize drawing for the week. It's K-Rock's World Tour 2007, destination number one. Mm-hmm. And let's get our winner on the phone.
This is very exciting. We always enjoy making these phone calls to give away a free trip to an exotic location around the world to see a great K-Rock band. And as Kevin mentioned earlier, you're lucky to be seeing My Chemical Romance now because they're at the peak of their creative powers so far. They blew me away at Acoustic Christmas.
Yeah, they're great. And the whole CD, if you haven't heard it, is just fantastic.
Fantastic stuff.
Scotland's where I talk beating and jumping a fence and chasing a sheep. Remember that?
Yes.
I was a different man then.
We were.
We had sheep shears. It was midnight. We were in the middle of nowhere in Scotland. Jumped the fence.
We say to you, hey, we're going to call Friday morning at 7:15. Be there.
To page this person, press 5 now.
I've never tried that before.
No, let's do that. I've never done that either.
But. I was just saying, hello? So does that end it when you page him? Does it end it?
You put a number in, page, hence the word page.
Oh.
Yeah, so they call you back. Hey, who's our winner, by the way, in case he or she is listening right now? That's not going to work. That's not going to do anything for anybody.
That's our number.
That's not our number.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Who are we calling this morning?
We are calling Roy Valdez of Monterey Park. I can't even hang up. I'm trying to hang up, but I can't.
All right, Roy Valdez, Monterey Park.
Let's try one more time. It is a trip to Scotland, for God's sakes.
Did you catch the sheep? I never heard.
Oh, yeah.
Did you? And you sheared it?
You know what? We caught the sheep. We were so out of breath by the time we had it cornered, because they can run, those suckers.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes.
That's where this came from.
Yes. Yes. Good sheep.
That's what that came from.
So you just sat down? You didn't do anything?
We were so close to death. We'd been running for 40 minutes. In the middle of nowhere in Scotland at midnight. We were on somebody's private property.
I got to tell you, this was many, many, many years ago when I would still do fun things. And, of course, I've long ago left that behind. But now, you know, I'm a guy who's owned sheep for 10 years or more. I would get a rifle if somebody hopped my fence and started chasing my sheep around at midnight.
Seriously, I mean.
Wasn't it fun?
It's all going to hurt the sheep,
right? It just exercises them. We're taking them for a walk.
Yeah.
But we were too tired to shear was the answer. We just couldn't do it.
I've had to catch my sheep many times over the years. Oh, here we go.
Is this Roy?
Yeah, this is Roy.
Finally.
Roy Valdez from Monterey Park. It's Kevin and Bean. We're on the air at K-Rock. How are you?
Oh, it's awesome, dude. I just ran outside. I heard it on the radio.
We have been trying to reach you for the last 45 minutes.
What the hell, Roy?
Well, Roy, what happened to the deal where we call you and, I don't know, you pick up the phone? What happened to that?
I work construction. I was inside a building. I had no reception.
Oh, I see. So you didn't even hear your phone. You heard you were listening to the radio.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you rule.
Well, Roy, then you know why we're calling. Tell everybody what you've won.
Oh, I went a trip to Scotland.
Yes, it turns out you did.
Oh,
trip for two to see My Chemical Romance in Glasgow, Scotland. You got round trip airfare for two. You got hotel. You got the tickets. And you got $500 spending cash.
You guys are awesome.
Congratulations. We are envious of you because Scotland is amazing.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful, beautiful country. You will not be able to find a decent bite to eat, though. We cannot stress enough. Pack a lunch before you go.
He's not listening. Hey, listen. This is important. They're going to try and serve you sheep nuts.
Don't eat them.
I'll eat them all for you guys.
You
don't have to eat them. All right. Well, get your passport together, dude, because you leave at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So congratulations. It's destination number one of K-Rock's World Tour 2007. You are the big winner. We'll announce details of destination number two Monday morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
You guys rock.
Thank you, my friend.
Ralph mentioned a Showbiz Beat story a couple of days ago about good news for Sean Connery. Apparently he had a neighbor suing him, and somehow the case was thrown out of court or something like that. We wanted to find out some more details, make sure we got it right, so we asked the Academy Award-winning actor to join us on the program this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, let's say good morning to the great Sean Connery. Hey, Sean.
Come on in, you suckers. How are you?
Jeez, Sean. Well, happy new year to you, too, my friend.
Happy new year to you, too, you stick.
All right. We're calling to congratulate you. We thought this was going to be the first happy, positive conversation we've ever had with you, Mr. Connery.
I was going to be happy, too, until I heard you saying that Mexican to Glasgow, Scotland.
Listen, it was... why do you have to be so mean? We did a grand prize drawing. We're sending one of our listeners to Scotland to see My Chemical Romance.
Yes, I'm very aware. He's from Monterey Park or some such thing.
Yeah.
We've got enough bus boys in Scotland as it is.
For God's sake.
We don't need any gardeners.
What's wrong with you?
We've got lonely flowers, all right?
Why can't he just come over there and put some tax dollars into your economy, enjoy your beautiful country, and then come home?
Oh, like he's going to spend money.
How do you know he's not a lawyer?
Yeah, right.
All right, well, Sean.
Roy Valdez Esquire. Give me a break.
Sean, we were calling to congratulate you because we saw you were being sued for your apartment in New York City, where apparently you were making way too much noise and partying too much.
Well, first of all, I wasn't, because that was proven, and they threw his court case right out of court, didn't they? Sucker.
Right. Okay, I don't know why you have to be angry at us. Dr. Burton Sultan is the one that sued you. He said that you were blasting loud music all the time and that you did not keep a clean place. You were doing renovation that allowed the rats to get into the building. I mean, he just really piled on to you.
Yes, Dr. Burton Sultan, who I believe his specialty is a suckologist.
Oh, geez, son.
He said that I was too loud, and what I basically said to him was, why don't you stick your head up my ass and see how loud that is.
Sean,
wow. My spleen makes a lot of noise.
Apparently, he even described you as a rude, foul-mouthed, fat old man.
Well, I guess he's right there.
Okay, that's accurate. Yes. But everything else was thrown out.
That's right, because, first of all, he said that I attracted rats to the building.
Right.
When I did some renovation on my apartment.
Right.
And that was just incorrect.
Because?
Because there were no rats. However, his wife does attract seagulls.
Oh, geez.
Because
it's ugly
now. That comes off of her.
Come on, Sean.
I need the renovation. Like the wall, the paint on my walls was peeling. From the fumes from her.
Okay, I think we understand. What about
a smelly?
All right, Sean. Listen, please stop it.
When you walk past the
all
door.
Right, we gotta go, Sean. Stop we gotta it. Go. Congratulations.
Seals would come from the local zoo looking for fish.
All right.
And now, a moment with Bean.
What's the rush out there, dude? You're afraid the person's going to die of meth labs, you know, something, or what? I could have asked that better.
No, it's perfect.
That was a moment with Bean.
That's not funny, man. You know how many tens of thousands of people die every year from meth lab something?
Well, that's a good point.
You can catch that as well.
Yeah.
55 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Have you ever been out there and you see Lightning in his monster truck parked into some sort of a compact car space and you thought, oh, I wish I had something I could leave on the windshield to tell that dude that he parked like an a-hole? Well, there's an answer for you, and it's youparklikeanahole.com, although it's not actually A. But we'll talk to the guy who set the site up coming up after 8 o'clock here on the world-famous K-Rock. Right now, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat.
Paris Hilton, who never seems to turn down a gig, apparently is not going to accept one opportunity to make some money. A company has contacted her and told her they would like to make realistic love dolls in her image with all the realistic love openings.
Sure.
Tailor-made to match her specific love openings.
I think we get that.
See what I'm saying?
Yep, I think everyone
can
understands.
Can you draw the conclusions I'm trying to lay out there for you?
You're laying the conclusions out.
I am.
You're just listening to them.
Could you get Paris Hilton but with bigger boobs if you wanted?
I suppose you could have it custom made.
Yeah.
Got it so hot.
The company would like to sell the dolls for $50,000 a piece.
$50,000?
Wow.
Yeah. You can have sex with Paris Hilton for like $75 yourself. Why wouldn't you just bring the extra? Why would you have to get something?
Good first? Point.
First, then you could have the rubber one over and over again, I guess. How can you tell the difference between a plastic Paris Hilton and the real Paris Hilton?
Another good question.
That's what I'd like to know. Anyway, we won't be seeing that anytime soon.
Ow. You know, you did that Playboy TV show, and I'm sure you covered the real dolls.
I did. It was one of my episodes on Sex Cetera. It was the factory, the real doll factory. I went down there and saw how they were made.
Do they sell a lot of those? I mean, is that really the option for some guys?
No.
They just get to the point where they go, well, this is what I'm reduced to.
They sell more than you might think, but it is not a mass-produced item. It's a boutique item.
Are they built right. by Mexicans in South America?
50 cents a day. That's what they earn down there. Yeah. No, it's done out there in, I don't know, somewhere in Central California, I think is what it is.
Because a guy like me, I mean, I may be an exception, but it's perfect for me. I mean,
it would be.
It. If I can ever get Donna to leave me, then that's next for me as a real doll. Clearly.
You know, they don't move at all. You can pose them. You can pose them, but they don't move.
That's what
he
you
sit them
on the couch
that.
And watch
that's
what
TV
he wants.
Yeah.
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 They don't talk either, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
And their teeth are made of rubber, by the way. So there's no cutting or chafing. That's good to know.
All you need is a little pull string on the back so they can say,
do you want me to start face up or face down?
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's it. Then you're happy.
They're heavier than you might think, too, because they're made from a metal alloy skeleton. Mm-hmm. And then they're enveloped in this sort of very realistic flesh-like silicone rubber.
They need to lose weight, Ralph? What are you saying?
I'm just saying, when you go to movie, try to position them and stuff, it's like deadlifting 150 pounds. You have to be a fireman in order to move one of these things around.
How realistic does the skin feel? Because that's the thing that they always say is so expensive. It's because of that silicone, right?
Except for the coolness of it. It's cooler than flesh. It feels exactly like human flesh.
No kidding.
How about the fragrance?
The fragrance? Well, you can get your choice. I think it's like the car wash. You can get lemon or baby powder or whatever you want to do.
I mean, is it realistic? Is it?
Oh, violent? Stop it.
Shut up.
I guess if you got some herring or something,
well,
you could.
Paris Hilton, you know?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think we've talked enough about plastic sex dolls.
As do I.
Forgive me for being so interested, but I am just planning ahead.
I'll send you the website. You can check it out.
Like he doesn't have it.
Kill Bill star Daryl Hannah. You remember her from Splash and from Kill Bill and many other motion pictures. Wall Street, I think she was in. She is using her celebrity for good or evil, depending on how you look at it. She's starting a crusade against the sex trade industry.
Here or someplace
else? Apparently she was almost sold into sex slavery in Las Vegas in the 70s when she was a model.
What?
Yeah, she got suckered into a scam modeling situation in Vegas, and it turned out they were trying to capture her and force her into a sex slave ring.
Were they going to ship her overseas?
That isn't good for you.
No, it's not. She told America's Most Wanted that she and another girl had to escape through a window and flee back to Los Angeles to avoid these dudes.
Oh, my God.
I've heard stories of girls being sent off to model in other countries, mm-hmm. and then they just disappear.
Wow.
Haunted by the memory of how close she came to being forced into prostitution, she has started a humanitarian cause to battle sex rings throughout the world. She says 14,000 girls are smuggled into America from Eastern Europe and Asia every year as part of secret sex rings. And she's trying to...
14,000 a year?
She's trying to take whatever step she can to stem the tide.
Wow.
That's shocking.
And I say, mind your own business, Daryl Hannah. Ruining everybody's good time. She is.
Welcome to my nightmare.
I'm sorry. And Pamela Anderson has launched an attack on her estranged husband, Kid Rock. She's branded him self-obsessed and childish.
No, Kid Rock? Are you kidding me? Come on.
This as a result of Pamela being told the story that over the New Year's Eve holiday, Kid Rock tried to pick a fight with Tommy Lee in Vegas because Tommy apparently made a few wisecracks about his split with Pamela.
Which is funny because Tommy Lee has split with Pamela more than anyone on the planet.
Hey,
so how can he make fun of someone else?
Hi-ho, Wyvern, hi.
And poor Chuck Heston.
What now?
It's bad enough the dude's got Alzheimer's, right?
Yeah.
83-year-old former film star and former head of the NRA. Now the people who live down the hill from him, he lives on Mulholland Drive, they're suing him. Because, I don't know, I guess it was in 2005, there was a substantial rainstorm that caused a mudslide, and the mud and debris hit their house. And they're saying it's Chuck's fault.
Chuck's fault? Mud is Chuck's fault?
Yes, they're suing him for $1.2 million, as well as punitive damages, because they're accusing him of, my favorite, slope failure. So they want him to pay up. Apparently, the two insurance companies have been battling for almost 2 years, and now they're fed up, and they're going right after Chuck.
So they thought he, because he had the house north of them, ought to have done more to shore up that hill so that it would not collapse.
Right. He wasn't properly taking care of the slope, and that's what caused the mudslide.
And they went and talked to him, and his response was...
Oh. That was just a warning shot, too. It was right across their bow.
Oh, my cold, dead hands. Bang.
Today's celebrity birthday is Robert Duvall, 76 years old today. Diane Keaton turns 61. Clancy Brown is the voice of Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob SquarePants, turns 48 years old today. And Marilyn Manson turns 38. Remember Pamela Sue Martin, who played Nancy Drew on television?
Yeah.
She was on Dynasty, and she also played Nancy Drew.
Yeah.
Not really.
She's 54 years old today.
Wow.
No kidding.
Oh, Nancy's solving crimes in the nursing home now. That's what she's doing.
Who took the walker? Let's find it.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We live in a very strange society right now where everybody's out for themselves and nobody thinks about the group. It doesn't have. It's not the cool thing to do. The cool thing to do is to claim your rights and make sure you get your rights and don't. And we were complaining yesterday about traveling and how traveling is ridiculous because people act like they're the only people there.
Yeah, nobody's polite.
They don't think for a second that maybe they should take their watch and their keys and their computer out. I don't know. Before you get up to the security screening. And you're going to get another shot at your luggage when it's coming around in a circular carousel. You don't have to take out 17 people grabbing it and pulling it off. There are other people around. God forbid we should be the voice of reason in this particular
instance. I know, you're right.
Instance. And one of the other problems that is really rampant in Southern California is bad parking.
Oh, yeah.
And we were going to talk about it here. But we have bad phones.
And telephone lines that you go to with nobody on it. That's another. I'm starting a website to complain about that, to tell you the truth.
Mike, look at this. Look at what I'm doing right now.
What happened? Now it's ringing.
Kevin's touching nothing.
I didn't have anything on at the air, and it was ringing and dialing and everything else on its own.
Wow.
This place is run like an amateur whorehouse.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. Did we lose Andy?
Hey, guys, see if you could get the guy back on, please.
They're calling him back.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. It's people grab a space wherever they can, and be damned if my car doesn't fit in that space, or if my car is in front of your door, or if my car is so close to your car that you'll never be able to get into it. And that's where you need the service like youparklikeanahole.com.
Yeah, it's actually spelled ass, just so you know how to find it. But that is a big problem. And the big problem is, you know, you take up two spaces because you don't want your car to be dinged.
So annoying.
It's a compact space, but you're driving a Hummer.
Right.
You know, all that kind of stuff. And it just, you know what's the funniest thing to me is in a mall parking lot, there are plenty of parking spaces a little ways away. And you'll wait for 10 minutes for that guy to back up and pull out of his.
Yes. And 20 cars, by the way, are now stuck behind you and can't get around you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It drives us crazy. All right, let's try this again. Let me try it over here on this one. Check that. Okay, let's try it on this one and make sure. Hello, Andy.
Yes.
Oh, thank God. All right.
Sorry we hung up on you, dude. We're having some phone trouble here this morning.
Apologize for that.
All right.
Andy's on the line. He is the creator of youparklikeanasshole.com.
Andy must be pretty angry.
Yeah. I like it, though. I think it needed to be done.
Andy, who hurt you? How did this all get started?
It started, I live in a small neighborhood that had lots of off-street parking. And a lot of people come home from work and just pull into any sort of spot on the street and call it their own. And I got really upset because I didn't have a parking space that was my own. So I had to battle for all these little spots. And it just got to be incredibly annoying. So I started writing little notes like crazy. And I figured the better way to do it is to make a whole website about it.
What city do you live in?
What's that?
What city?
Rochester, New York.
New York, okay.
Oh, okay, all right. So you were handwriting notes, and then you thought not only would it be easier to have something that I can print out, but how useful a tool would this be for other people so that they can use it in their parking situations?
Yeah, because I figured just my one-man army probably wasn't going to fix the whole thing, so I wanted to get it a bigger... Something a little bit bigger.
We support this, and if you go to the website, youparklikeanasshole.com, you can print out tickets. And keep them in your car, and then when you need one, you can check a box and put it on the windshield.
That's brilliant, because I have at times scrambled for a pen and paper in my car because someone just did something so annoying.
I usually just key people. I just key
is that what you do?
I just key the car. It seems like it's a little
or
less.
Or slash a tire.
Yeah.
So what are your biggest pet peeves, Andy? Which ones really steam you the most?
In my small neighborhood, you had people that you could fit, like, say, three cars on the street between two driveways.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone pulls in, like, maybe halfway between the two drivers or not fully halfway.
Yes.
And now you can only park two cars.
That's right.
Jackass, move up.
And if they're brilliant, you can only park one instead of three. If they park just right.
And they got their one big parking spot all for themselves.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever been there when the person has come back to his or her car and found your notice on the windshield?
I have not, no. I've been really hoping that I would, but I've not seen anyone actually see it yet, so.
Well, because I'm sure the first thing they think is, oh, man, I got a ticket. So they're actually probably relieved when they see that it's just hate mail from somebody, some other driver.
I've actually gotten emails from people who are actually extremely pissed off at my little hate mail from some other drivers and blaming it all on me, so.
Yeah, well, this says it quite well. It says across the top of the ticket, the website, and then you check a box.
Oh.
And here are the boxes that you can check. Two spots, one car.
Okay.
Just talked about that. A little too close. Is a box, because obviously people park right next to you and you can't even open the driver's side door. You have to get in on the other side, crawl across. It's ugly.
Or trap you in when you parallel park.
Exactly. Yeah. Too far away from driveway is another box.
That's me trying to parallel park.
Too close to my driveway is a box.
Those are the people who the tail of their car is over the line into your driveway. So you have to dodge it when you get out of your driveway. Right, Andy?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I've had people actually cover up other folks' driveways before.
Over the painted lines is a box. That could
very
be checked
common.
Pretty much every time in Southern California. This one I like. Diagonal parking, which is annoying, but cool car is the subcategory. So it's diagonal parking, cool car.
Okay.
And then the next box is diagonal parking, not so cool car. So you can check either one of those.
Okay.
There's one that just says move up because they don't pull in enough. So that's the rear end is sticking out into the traffic.
And you then see that in every parking lot and every shopping mall.
And then the final one is just you're just an asshole parker. If it doesn't fall into any of those other categories, you just check that one.
Do you just go with a stack of these to a mall and then just walk around and hand them out?
You sure could.
That would be fun one
you
day.
Sure, I'm really going to print these out and put them in. I'm going to have them standing
why
by.
Why not? Now, Andy, one of the other things that you have on your site is you have, and I guess it's under construction right now, is it a photo gallery of people with examples of bad parking? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I only had about 8 photos up for about 9 months, and now I have up over 125 images up there.
So basically,
from South Africa, Germany, Paris, of people just taking photos of people parking like assholes.
No kidding.
It
that's
is
great.
So somebody in Southern California has, like, just even a cell phone, they can snap a picture of a bad parking job and send it to your website, and you'll put it up.
That's it. The email site is right on the website, so yeah, that'd be great.
I love it.
Now, Andy, I have to ask, and I'm sure you get to ask this all the time, it sounds like you're just doing this because you're fighting the good fight. I don't see any way that you're making money off of this.
No, it was just more of a joke. I made the website in grad school, and I put it up just to see what would happen. And here I am doing a phone interview across the country. So.
Well, we're gonna use the hell out of this. I'm going to get a whole stack of these just for my wife. Every day I'm going to be able to put one on her car. Every day. It's not on purpose. Just can't park worth a damn. So that's how I'm going to use them. And then when I get to work, you know, general manager, park it in the handicap every day.
Yep,
you know, it's a big
absolutely
problem, you know?
That's perfect.
I like it. Well, this is you're doing the Lord's work, Andy. Good work.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You just type in just what you think it sounds like. Youparklikeanasshole.com.
Okay.
And then you can print out your own tickets and give them to other people.
That's awesome.
Correct.
Thanks for coming on, man. Happy New Year to you, Andy.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye now. Let's quickly, before we break, go to Jay in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
You've used this website?
Yeah, I've been using this for about a month, and I've handed out probably 1,000 of these things already.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
He's handed out 1,000 of these.
Very busy.
Dude, I'll print like 50 of these things a day.
You have to.
Do you feel better having done it? Is that why you do it?
Oh, yeah. I feel much better. It's easier than yelling at somebody because you don't get in a fight.
That's true. That is true. All right, I'm going to follow your lead. I'm going to try and give out 1,000 in the next month. Thank you, Jay.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye now.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Stryker has a tail?
God. You're going to have to let that go,
how can
friend.
You guys already be over that?
Well, it's just Stryker's a really cool guy. And
yeah,
he,
with a tail.
And he was kind of hoping that would fade. Not the tail,
not
but
my
the interest.
Not on my watch.
Yeah.
8:24 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday. That means this is the day that Ralph does triple duty. Here he is with the movie beat.
All Ralph Garman's movie beat.
Well, boys and girls, there's only about a half a dozen new movies in the Southland Cineplexes this weekend. And I can't think of one of them you're going to want to see.
Is this like the dumping grounds now?
This is pre-Oscar time, Lisa.
Yeah.
This is when all of the studios have already released their big movies and they've had their big budget releases for the holidays. And now they're just gearing up their advertising campaigns to get as many votes as they can for the Oscars. And between now and March, it's just the dead zone when it comes to movies.
Yeah.
Because if they're great movies that are released now, they're not eligible until a year from...
They're not even worrying about, next year's Oscars yet. They're still considered, for your consideration ads are being pumped up. They're doing a lot of press trying to get their people nominations. And they got the Golden Globes to worry about and stuff. So now they just fall between the cracks, the movies that come out between now and
March. We can catch
March.
Up on some of the stuff we haven't seen yet.
Excellent, there's a lot.
Excellent point, Kevin. Yeah. I know I am about 8 movies behind stuff I want to see.
Too.
So that might maybe what you want to do this weekend because... Other than that, you've got a documentary about an artist named Robert Wilson who works in theater, opera, dance, performance art, and painting.
It's called
About Wilson. Which I thought originally was a documentary about the Tim Allen's neighbor from...
Yeah, you never saw his face?
From Home Improvement. Yeah. But apparently it's not that Wilson. It's a different Wilson. So, also, Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon. This is a faux documentary, a horror documentary, a mockumentary, if you will, about a mass murderer who gives a documentary film crew a peek behind the scenes at his work.
And then does he kill them all?
I hope so. Robert Englund stars in this film. You may know him, of course, as Freddy Krueger from the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like an interesting concept. I'm still not going.
Sure.
Happily Never After, an animated comedy about people in fairy tales and stuff.
And things.
Remember Shrek? When they did that with Shrek? Yeah. That was funny.
It's good when they did it with Shrek.
This isn't Shrek.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go to that either.
I'd run Shrek before I go to that.
Then we've got Codename the Cleaner.
Codename the Cleaner.
That sounds like something Kevin would see.
It absolutely does.
Well, let's just wait and see what it is.
Cedric the Entertainer stars as a janitor who gets amnesia and is duped into thinking he's a secret agent mixed up with some international arms dealers.
It sounds terrible, but I have to admit the trailers were kind of
amazing. I want to punch you right in the...
I laughed at the trailer as well, Lisa.
Yeah. I want to punch you right
in the... He doesn't have one. He doesn't have one, Ralph.
But at least Lucy Liu and Nicolette Sheridan also co-star.
Oh, that's right.
It's got that going for it.
There is that.
I want a good movie.
Well, I don't think Codename the Cleaner is it. Here's a little scene. You judge for yourself. Here's a scene with Cedric the Entertainer, who now, he's a janitor, mind you. But he thinks now he's a secret agent because he's got amnesia.
Okay.
Right. Nothing funnier than amnesia, by the way, in the movies.
Right.
Apparently, through a series of wacky coincidences and events, he actually does end up with an important computer chip the bad guys are looking for.
Oh, sure.
So they shoot him up with sodium pentothal, you know.
The truth serum.
The truth serum.
Yeah.
And ask him questions about where he's keeping his chip. And I'll tell you, hilarity ensues.
This drug is only effective for a few moments. Start the question.
Jake, where did you hide the chip?
Oh, I hid the chip in my treasure chest under the castle with my pet dragon, Gus. You like Gus, he breathes fire. Now, Jake, you got a secret, and you're going to feel a whole lot better if you just give it up. Just tell us what we want to know. Come on. I have a secret. I know I have a secret. I admit it. But you got to admit it, too. Martha Stewart's hot. She's hot.
Martha Stewart's hot. That's his secret.
Okay.
That he thinks she's hot.
Surprised they made this one available for review with clips.
Yeah.
That clip... wasn't the clip that made me laugh.
No, it wasn't. There was something else.
Not at all.
Martha Stewart's hot. That's his secret that he reveals under sodium pentothal.
Yeah.
That he thinks she's hot.
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
All right. Coming to an airplane near you. Codename the Cleaner.
Oh, that's tight.
And I did Codename the Decorator last night, which was a totally
very different
film. Yeah, but I got to tell you. I needed a shower afterwards.
Codename the Spackler.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Freedom Riders also opens today.
See, now, this doesn't seem like a movie that's being dubbed. This one seems like it could have something
going on. That's what I wondered, yeah.
I don't know what it is. Let's hear it.
It's about a young teacher played by Hilary Swank who inspires her class of gang members and at-risk students to pursue higher education, to take their studies seriously and to get out of the inner city life and try to be better people.
Based on a true story.
There's one of these movies every other week, whether Antonio and Banderas is teaching them to dance or...
So does this mean Hilary Swank is playing Michelle Pfeiffer in this film? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, it's the 100th telling of this movie, but it automatically becomes legitimate in my eyes if Hilary Swank is in it, because she does pretty good work.
Because she talks like this.
Oh.
I think you guys can do it, and you'll be better thankful for it.
She needs a retainer or some teeth work or some dental work or something. I can't listen to her perform.
She's a great actress, though. Well, Ralph, you loved her in Million Dollar Baby, didn't you?
That's because she had a mouthpiece in. I couldn't tell that she talked like this.
Maybe she didn't have a mouthpiece in at all.
Maybe
you
she
did.
She just used those chompers. Anyway, as you can imagine, everybody learns an important lesson at the end.
I wonder if these kids take a test or something and they surprise everyone with how well they respond to the educational process.
The at-risk youths?
Yes.
No way. No way. That's not possible.
I think they learn a valuable lesson about what they have in common, Ralph, not what their differences are.
I wonder if they will stand by me and stand and deliver and say, to sir with love in a gangster's paradise. Oh, F this movie. F it so hard. Here's a scene from the movie where Hillary Swank is telling her students, first of all, they don't have any books.
Right.
So she reaches into her own pocket and goes
to... She pulls out books?
Goes to Borders Books and buys them all books from Borders Books.
Okay.
And she makes a point of telling everyone they're from Borders Books. Product placement. And she has big bags that say Borders Books on it. Product placement. And she gives out the Borders Books. Product placement. But beforehand, she pours them all a glass of sparkling cider and makes them all make a toast.
Oh, come on.
You're making that up. I'm telling you, if I'm lying, I'm dying.
Before you take the books...
Border Books.
I want you to take one of these glasses of sparkling cider, and I want each of you to make a toast. We're each going to make a toast for change. And what that means is, from this moment on, every voice that told you you can't is silenced. Every reason that tells you things will never change disappears. And the person you were before this moment, that person's turn is over. Now it's your turn. Okay? Okay. You ready to get this party going on? Oh,
luckily, at the end of that scene, they knock her unconscious with a bottle of sparkling cider and gang rape her.
Oh,
yeah. Right. No,
an unexpected turn. Really, I was surprised. I was surprised by that. It's just part of the scene.
Agree with you that it may not be the freshest movie script ever, but I'm telling you that Hilary Swank, besides the fact that she's a double Oscar winner, is just terrific in everything she does.
I say you all make a toast to the voices in your heads that says you can't do it. I'm so not going.
You're not just a little bit not going?
I'm going to drive out of my way to avoid theaters that are showing this. Yes, Psycho Mike.
Will this get a big opening weekend because Dr. McDreamy also stars in this movie?
Patrick Dempsey also stars. You're right.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
right.
Okay, I'm going.
So broads that are easily duped like Lisa May will be going in droves to this.
And gays like Mike will bring it up.
Exactly.
Observation.
So, I've seen that trailer 100 times, never once noticed that he was in it. Sorry,
Mike. I didn't know either.
You didn't tell us about Dr. McDreamy.
Before you read your Borders books, have some sparkling cider and make a toast.
Telling you, not going.
Petros?
She should be co-starring with Petros Papadakis. Absolutely. She should be working with her. Oh, dear Lord. Thank God it's Friday.
Time to catch up on some old movies, people.
I'm Rob Garman. I walk the movie beat.
That was The Movie Beat with Ralph Garman on K-Rock.
Today is the 5th of the January?
Yep.
A lot of people still writing the wrong date on their checks. You may not be aware that there are more than 900 new California state laws. In case you're wondering what your representatives do in Sacramento, apparently they must pass 3 laws every day.
Because 900?
How do they have that many, right?
It sounds like there should be 900 total in the state of California. How can there be 900 new ones?
It's crazy.
It does seem crazy, and it's everything having to do with, you know, doctors and driving and real estate and buying and selling, and there's so much to keep track of, and we figured there's got to be a few that we really ought to know about. Like, the only one that's gotten publicity is the one about you can't ride in the car trunk anymore. Apparently, that's illegal in California.
Yeah, that's so bogus, because we went to Vegas one time, and at least they don't have this in Nevada, and you got too many people for a rental car, so we put Lightning in a trunk. It worked fine.
Oh, my God.
It worked fine.
Seems reasonable. You got to get from point A to point B. What else are you going to do, Lisa?
Right.
Come on. So we thought, you know what? It's too much for us to handle, so why don't we bring on the expert? We got the spokesperson from the California State Information Commission on the line. Please say hello to Mr. Peter Spiegel. Good morning, Mr. Spiegel.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Very well, sir. Do we have that right? I mean, it sounds almost like we got to be making it up, but 910 new laws just in this state alone, sir?
That's right. The state of California is enacting 910 new laws throughout the California state, and unfortunately, I mean, every year we enact new laws, and a lot of our constituents, a lot of the citizens of California say, it's too many to know, to be aware of. And unfortunately, once again, as the phrase goes, ignorance of the law is no excuse. If you do break one of these laws, you will be held accountable and penalized accordingly.
But how are we supposed to keep track of 910 new laws?
Well, that's where those of us at the CISC come in handy, and we try to keep everyone up to date and give them all the latest reports and all the latest laws and all the changes that have been made.
All right.
You can, of course, go to the state of California's website, which is ca.gov, and they do have a list of all the new laws up there. Just expand briefly, if you could, Mr. Spiegel. What prompted the trunking law, as they're calling it? We were speculating earlier that it either has something to do with teenagers behind the wheel, or it has something to do with maybe the trying to stop the flow of illegal immigrants in a trunk of a car.
Both of those affected that particular law. We've had some instances where people have been riding in the trunks of cars, not only illegal aliens, but as you mentioned, young people joyriding for a joke or some sort of thing, and then there's an accident on one of our freeways, and the next thing you know, the person is severely damaged, because as you can imagine, there's no real safety restraint system or any way to stay stay safe inside of a trunk.
There's not a seatbelt in a trunk?
You get struck from behind, you're gonna incur some damage, and people are getting hurt, so we, naturally, the state of California wants to keep its citizens as safe as possible.
Sure. Another law, by the way, that you have also heard about is in 2006, they passed the law that you have to use a hands-free telephone. But that law, Mr. Spiegel, doesn't go into effect until next year, right?
That's right. We're giving people a year to be able to accommodate their situations in their cars so they can, live by the law. So we want people to go out and spend the next year to get their hands-free headphone sets and what have you for communication while they're driving.
What are some of the other big ones that we need to be aware of?
This year, there's been a new law enacted called the Miss USA law. This is a three-strikes law. It's kind of specific. Only really applies to beauty pageant contestants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you are caught engaging in lesbian acts three times, you are stripped of your title. And you and both the woman that you're engaged in lesbian acts with have to become go into custody with Governor Schwarzenegger.
Is that right?
Yeah, very specific law that the governor pushed through this year.
And he has custody of them then?
All lesbian beauty pageant contestants do fall under his jurisdiction.
And,
he has a place apparently Santa Monica. He's got a little apartment and he'll put you in there and then you're under his custody.
Wow.
I didn't even hear about that. Well, that must have been, they must have passed that one late at night on the weekend or something.
Another three strikes law is the Brodus law.
Brodus.
Yes, named after Calvin Brodus.
Oh, Snoop.
Yeah. Yeah, recently this year, Mr. Brodus was caught at John Wayne Airport for carrying a baton.
Right.
The Bob Hope Airport for guns and drugs.
Right.
He was busted coming from the Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
Those three strikes, anyone enacting anything where you repeatedly get caught with guns and drugs in your car when you know that you're going to be targeted, it's an act of criminal stupidity is what it's called now.
Okay.
And you will actually do hard time.
Hard time?
For being an idiot. That's right.
Wow.
The Ben Stiller Act also was passed this year. I mean, no one actor can appear in more than three movies a year.
That seems fair.
Yeah, we're just sick and tired of seeing Ben Stiller in every other goddamn movie, quite frankly.
And you guys can pass laws like that?
We did. We had a little, there was a little resistance. I'll tell you, both Jude Law, Kate Blanchett, and Owen Wilson all tried to stop the legislation.
Right.
And sued us, but we pushed it through anyway.
Okay. All right.
We've got the Lowen Spears-Hilton Act.
Oh, what's that?
This makes it illegal for any woman to ride in a rented vehicle without wearing panties. This was passed through by the limousine lobby. They're just complaining about the stains left behind. The snail trail law is what we call it.
Come on, Mr. Spiegel.
You have to understand, these people incur a lot of costs when they have to clean the leather seats after these girls get out. If they don't clean them right away, it eats right through the leather.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
What is wrong with you?
Right to the chassis, actually, sometimes. It just goes all the way down.
It just doesn't sound hygienic at all, does it?
No, you don't want to leave that behind for someone else getting to a limo. It's just not right, quite frankly.
That makes sense.
And then we have the Zero Tolerance Law, named after Sandra Oh.
What's
that? This law states that any criminally unattractive woman must keep her face covered at all times while in public, or else she will be, shot.
Shot?
Oh, come on.
You can't punish somebody for being ugly.
Not killed, just shot, like leg wound or something.
And that's the law.
Just like a belly shot or something. Odds are they'll survive, but keep it covered, ladies. That's what we're saying.
Okay.
Especially if you're fugly like that Chandra Oh.
Okay. All
right. Right now, Friday morning, the final showbiz beat of the week. Here's Ralph Graham.
Lindsay Lohan not faring too well the beginning of 2007 in the hospital for an emergency appendectomy. Apparently, she was feeling ill on Wednesday, and they figured it was her appendicitis. So they took it in, and they had it removed.
Good news is she's fine and resting comfortably. Doctors say it's amazing that her appendix went before her liver. I can't believe it. When they got in there, they said, look at that. The liver's still ticking.
Were they able to get close enough to her without dousing the flame down below, or?
Oh, no, they had to, they had to get some asbestos blankets and put it over her fire crotch. Because, you know, you use oxygen stuff in the operating room.
Go right up. Blow up. Ralph mentioned earlier that he had appendicitis, had to have his taken out. And I was just wondering if you had any conversations at the time, Ralph, from your doctors as to what they think the appendix is supposed to be good for, or what it used to be good for before it became unnecessary.
Yeah, they assume it used to be some part of the digestive system, because it is connected to your colon. Mm-hmm. That's where it hangs off of. Yeah. And it's some sort of obsolete organ that used to be involved in somehow we used to eat when we were...
And it does nothing now, right? I mean,
they cannot figure out what useful purpose it serves now.
It can hurt really badly.
That it can do.
Yeah.
You know what happens? Never mind. I won't tell you why it goes bad, why you get appendicitis.
No, why?
I don't know why.
You get poop in there.
Oh, really? It
gets impacted.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the bacteria.
I thought you were setting us up for a joke.
No, and the bacteria infects the organ after they take it out, because it gets impacted with stuff that goes through your colon.
Well, that's not what we want to know.
Well, I said you probably didn't want to know. And then,
I know, but you said, I thought you were setting us up for a punchline.
Sometimes I'm here to educate, Kevin.
Never.
I'm not always here to make jokes.
No.
I learned something new today.
Here to tell people the truth. No. The
it's
ugly
not
truth.
Just your dancing monkey, Kevin.
That's
you can't
right.
just point at him and say, make me laugh.
No.
Wow.
Wow is
sometimes
right.
You got to hear about poop organs.
No, don't.
Good band.
The poop organs? Oh, yeah. I saw them at House of Blues last year. Awesome. Speaking of poop organs, Clay Aiken. Apparently, people are concerned with Clay, his friends, because he has put on 30 pounds as of late.
Really?
Wow.
He weighs almost 120 pounds now. Friends say that stress eating is the cause. People constantly prying about his sexuality, and then the whole hullabaloo that happened after he covered Kelly Ripa's mouth and she flipped out on the Regis and Kelly show.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And he got some negative publicity for that. Apparently, Clay's pretty thin-skinned, and it's causing him to sit around with a lot of cheese balls. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Or some kind of balls. I'm not really sure. Cheese or what they were.
That isn't good for you.
No, it is not, my friend.
Neither one.
And Katie Holmes is dealing with reality now that she's married to Tom Cruise.
She had a divorce?
Not yet.
Then she's not dealing with reality.
According to In Touch magazine, friends of Katie say she's getting a little upset because Tom is laying down the law and ruling her life, more or less.
What?
She's been trying to take up some of her old hobbies now that married life is settling in, and he refuses to let her pursue some of her hobbies like singing karaoke, ceramics, or painting.
He won't let her paint?
No.
Why?
I think she's afraid. He's afraid that she will throw herself into a pottery kiln rather than stay married to him. That's why she can't do the ceramics.
What about singing karaoke?
I think she just blows. I think he just doesn't want to hear it.
She has a bad voice.
That could be it. I'm guessing she's probably horrible. So there you go. Interesting story about Marilyn Manson. It's his birthday today, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about that all day. Our entertainment news website of record, TMZ.com, has just listed a very interesting story that Marilyn Manson's wife is trying to find him. He's disappeared.
He went off the grid?
He's off the grid.
Huh.
He's off the reservation. Because she's trying to serve him with divorce papers.
Lovely Dita?
The amazingly hot stripper Dita Von Teese has had enough of, according to friends, Marilyn Manson dealing with his demons.
Yeah.
And says that she wants out. She's been trying to serve him with divorce papers since before Christmas, but she can't find him.
That's funny.
He's ditching her.
He's
mad.
He's on the run.
Today, you suckers got served.
That's right.
Served.
Sir. You can't serve
him. Sir.
Can't serve
him. Sir. Sir.
Or apparently not served in this case.
Well, the rumor has it Manson may be stomping the yard.
So where's that movie? Why isn't that movie opening today?
They're going to start looking at yards all over Southern California to see if he's doing any stomping.
They're going to start looking at yards?
Yeah, to make sure he's not stomping the yard. Okay. The man starts doing his stomp the yard. Something happens.
You learn a valuable lesson about teamwork, about selflessness, Ralph.
What is that movie?
That's
exactly what it is.
Stomp the yard, you know.
black college fraternity where they compete in some sort of dance competition, and that's how
they
grow
as
people.
Youths?
They are.
Yeah.
Then Hillary Swank comes in and gives them all some cider.
Petros, have you met Hillary? Say hello to Hillary.
I've met Hillary. I think you're right talented after.
Why, thank you, Petros. I'm a big fan of yours, too.
Well, thank you, Hillary Swank. And you are well deserved with all the Oscars that you received.
Well, thank you, Petros. I used to enjoy your radio program.
Put that on Star 98.7 immediately. The Hillary Swank and Petros show.
I would listen.
I would quit this show in order to stay home and listen to that show.
Oh,
that's
God.
How good it would be. Let's see what's happening outside with the weather, Petros.
Well, Hillary, it's just starting to spit a little rain out there.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Marilyn Manson turns 38 years old today. If anybody sees him, please call. Give Dita Von Teese a call. Will you let her know where he is? Diane Keaton, very talented actress, and Robert Duvall.
Oh, he's great.
I'm sorry, Diane Keaton is 61 years old today. Robert Duvall, one of my favorite actors, is this.
You ever see The Apostle, Ralph?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's one of his most unbelievable performances.
And man, freaking Farrah Fawcett, who plays his wife in it, is great.
Oh, yes, yeah, she is.
She's surprisingly
You're
good.
Right.
And how about a little love for The Loaf, who's also in that movie,
That's
by the way.
Right.
Very good.
Gotta love some loaf.
Don't have to love some loaf.
I don't want some loaf either.
You're right, Petros. He's overrated. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, 908, you're listening to our show, so you're clearly a slacker. And you're going to be amazed by this next story, because this is the guy who fell onto the subway tracks in New York City is the luckiest man in the world that this guy you're about to hear from happened to be standing there and had the wherewithal and the bravery to jump down there and save him.
Movies are made about this all the time. And you watch people and you go, okay, this is just a normal guy and he's put in a ridiculous situation and somehow he's heroic. That's a move. They make movies like that.
Yeah, that split second decision.
And you look at that and you go, I wonder if I could do that if I was in that position. Yeah. Well, the answer is no.
That's probably.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Lisa, you saw the dude on Letterman last night,
yeah.
right? He looks like he's what? Probably in his 50s, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
40s, 50s, something like that?
Yeah.
And yeah, just a regular guy. He's taking his girls. So he's got two young daughters under 10 to drop off at their mom's house when he encounters this this person that needed his help. And you almost get the impression if he had had more time to think about it, I don't know that he would have been able to accomplish the heroics that he did. It was just a question of, I've got to make a decision right now at this second. And listen up, as it worked out well for both of them.
I was going to work, so I was going to drop them off at their mom's. Mm-hmm. And I get to 137th Street train station. I notice a guy, he falls flat back on his back.
Right, so you're down there on the platform, and you see the young man, Cameron.
And I'm saying, wow, this guy having some type of seizure.
Mm-hmm.
I raise him up. I asked someone for a pen because it looked like he was choking on his tongue or something. I placed the pen in his mouth. I cleared his throat. His breathing came back to normal. His focus came back to normal. We revived him some. He got up and he walked off. We assumed he was okay.
Yeah, so for a moment there, you think, oh, okay, whatever the trauma, mm-hmm. it's passed and
it
things
passed.
Will return
so,
to normal.
You know what I'm saying? We figured he was okay. He walked off. He would begin to stumble and wobble this way, left, right.
Okay, so everything's fine. The guy saved his life.
Yeah.
Not quite. And by the way, let me stop you right there and say, 80 people on the platform, he's the only guy who goes over to help someone who's retching, laying on the ground there, foaming at the mouth. I mean, most people, that would terrify. But he said, this guy's going to die if I don't get help. So he's already essentially saved his life once, because the guy would have just, you know, choked on his own tongue, it sounds like.
Here's where things get even worse.
And he went to lean on a pillow, and he just fell over in the track backwards, right in the gutter.
Yeah.
And I ran over, and I'm looking down. There's an oncoming train. I'm like, wow, what do I do? And the train that just pulled out and took all the guys. I'm the only guy there. You know what I'm saying?
And so you're there with your kids.
Right. Yeah. And he's kicking his legs and hands is going all on the train tracks. And I'm like, yo, this guy going to lose limbs or something or his life if somebody don't help right. him. And I'm looking at it, getting closer. And I was like, yo, go help the man. You can do it. So I hopped over, and I'm like looking, and I pulls him up. His hands are wet, and he slips out my hand. Each time I look up, the train coming in closer, closer, closer. Each time I do it, so about the third time, I'm like, well, the train is like right there. Plus, he was heavy. Look at me. I couldn't get him up.
Yeah.
You know? So what I did, I looked over his shoulder. I'm like, yo, he'll fit in the gutter.
and you thin, maybe if you lay on top of him and give him a good hug, you two will make it.
And how deep is that trough? That
well, some of them, I was told today, they're 18 inches clearance. Some of them are 24. Luckily, this one we was in was between 21 and 24 inches. Yeah, anything boy, less, that's still, I would have been killed because yeah. I'm the one on top.
Right. Yeah. And meanwhile, the whole it must have happened in half of a second, that thought process.
Well, see, as the train is approaching me, right, the farther away the train was, I couldn't see what the height was. But as the train got closer and once it got into the station, and the I was like, there's enough clearance.
Yeah. So you get down on top of the guy in the trough, and the train comes, and the guy, the conductor, the engineer who's operating the train, is braking. He sees that they're trouble, but he can't stop it in time.
He can't stop. He's tooting his horn, and you can hear the brakes creaking.
Right.
But by the time he came to a full stop, five cars went and then I got this guy, he's steady, you know, trying to, and I got him locked down, and I'm like, yo, excuse me, sir, I don't know you, you don't know me.
Excuse me, sir. Well, this, being able to do something like this truly is its own reward, and how do you feel now knowing that you're one person on this planet who has saved another life?
Well, if I had to do it again, I'd do it again. I mean, like, I think that's something that all New Yorkers should do. Because, I mean, like, before that train left, it was like 75 or maybe 80 people on the platform, but only 3 people came to that guy assistance. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we got young men and women over in Iraq who fighting for our freedom so that we can have the choice to make the right choice. And how you gonna walk by someone who's ill and just look, oh well, I'm busy, I got to go to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I mean, they're not coming.
Geez, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your schedule to be here, but more than that, thank you for the tremendous example.
You're welcome.
Just
you're
thank
welcome.
You so much. It means a great deal to the city of New York to know that people do things like this.
Yes, why not?
Thank you very much,
sir.
How about that guy?
Why not? Because you could die.
Yeah. You know, if you'd gone to the police and said, hey, in this situation, should I jump down onto the subway tracks? They would say, no, of course not, because you're likely to get 2 people killed instead of 1. He's a construction worker, by the way. His name is Wesley Autry. And if you were having trouble visualizing exactly what it is he did, picture the subway tracks, picture the rails going, you know, side by side with a couple of feet in between. The space in between those rails is where he laid down on top of that guy, and then the train came along the rails and went right on top of him.
Oh, that had to be the scariest moment.
No kidding.
Imagine, I mean, Dave surmised, it happened all so quickly, but while he was laying on top of that guy, who's still twitching, by the way, and has no idea who this dude is who's just dumped on top of him, and doesn't really probably even understand that he's laying on a railroad track at that point, because he's having some sort of a seizure, you know, he has to be wondering, is this going to clear me? When this train, which is about to hit me, gets to where I am I going to die?
Yeah.
And what about the guy? What if he would have woken up and he would have said, what the hell's going on? There's a black man laying on top of me and a train going over my head. How did I get in this position?
The guy was trying to push him out of the way. The guy had to hold him down. It's just, it's a miracle story. It really is an unbelievable story.
And I would like to think that every one of us would do the same thing.
You would be wrong.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Some kind of a lengthy break away from him. We need some kind of a vacation? Like 2-3 weeks, say, away
Come
from
on,
him, so
guys.
That we can just get back to normal.
Drop another tree in his house.
It's 9:41 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Everybody's kind of tired of Psycho Mike. That's what they're talking about here. And it's time for Kevin and Bean's What Up, New Nephew. Got a pair of tickets for the Los Angeles Kings versus the Detroit Red Wings at Staples Center coming up tomorrow night, along with passes to the Kings tailgate party hosted by Stryker. Anyone who considers himself a Kings fan is going to be at this game. Clearly, if you're not there, you're nowhere, is what I hear.
Yeah, he says that because I'm a Kings fan and I'm going to be at a wedding in Arizona. Instead.
What's the talisman you're wearing around your neck there, Kevin? Does that ward off the evil eye or something?
It does.
What do you got
it
going
keeps
on
the
there?
Evil eye away from me.
Is that from Africa?
Yeah, it's a necklace that my daughter picked out for me in Africa.
What happens?
It keeps the evil bean away.
Oh, it's working great. He's been more evil today than ever.
All right, let's take some phone calls here. 1-800-520-1067. Let's begin with Adriana in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Adriana.
What it do, nephews?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Lisa May? What it do, baby boo?
Good morning.
Okay, so the reason I was calling was because I am obsessed with Stryker's tail. Ever since you exposed the tail to the public, I want to see the tail.
First of all, I'd like to straighten out the story, and that is that he exposed it to the public. Well, we latched onto it, so to speak.
He what?
He's the guy who said it first. It's not like it was a big secret that he was keeping.
Stryker brought it up on Loveline.
Right.
When did he bring it up on Loveline? Because I never heard him bring it up on Loveline. All I heard was you guys bring it up, and I want to see this tail. I
want
to, like,
do you
look
want
at it. I
want
to touch it. It's the weirdest thing. It was so, I was like, okay, why are you wanting to see a tail? Why are you so attracted and obsessed with this tail? And I can't figure
all
it out.
All of a sudden, you can't get out of your head, right?
I really cannot.
Like, this is my ringtone on my cell phone.
Stryker has a tail!
Tail.
That's right. How I know I got a call.
Adriana, first...
How do I get that ringtone? I would totally rock that.
First of all, I love you, Adriana, because we are kindred spirits, because I am also obsessed with Stryker's tail. In fact, I was depressed last night that I don't have a tail. I told my wife this. I said, I'm so bummed out. I don't have a tail. I'll never have a tail. And then I dreamt that I got a tail in my sleep last night, and I woke up this morning. I reached back. There was nothing, and I was crestfallen. I started my day crappy because I didn't have a tail.
I would have been really upset because I'd been all excited thinking I could, like, grab things with my tail and swing from my, swing from my tail or shake my tail, like, instead of shaking my hand.
You know, Stryker's not a possum, right? He can't swing from branches with it and stuff.
He could answer the phone with his tail, Ralph.
I've never seen it. Only you guys have seen
we
it.
We haven't seen it.
You know who's seen it? Flava Flav has seen the tail.
What? Really?
I am convinced Flava. Okay, so I was listening to the Best of Loveline because I listen to you guys all the time.
Right.
And there's this whole thing with Flavor Flav's on, and he's, like, talking to Stryker, and Stryker's like, well, I'm going out tonight, and I have this really cool thing, and I want to show it to you, and they don't really say what it is, and then all of a sudden you hear Flavor Flav going, oh, damn, whoa, you're going to see so many ladies with that, oh, my God, and then you go, yeah, Stryker has a really big clock.
Really?
I don't think
so.
They
you think that Flava Flav has seen Stryker's tail?
That's awesome.
Flava Flav can see the tail. I should be.
Adriana, I love you for a different reason than Bean. I love you because you are out of your freaking mind.
Yeah. Yeah. I need a hobby.
You are clearly mentally deranged.
Guys, let's get Stryker to go on a tail tour.
A tail tour?
What do you think? We need to set him up where there's there's a curtain that he's behind. You pay your $10 and you go in and you actually see his tail. I mean, we make so much money.
I'd pay $20 to see that.
Adriana, do you want to ride the tail? Is that what this is all coming down to? Is some perverse sexual fetish of yours?
No.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it depends on what the tail looks like, because if it's attractive, you know, things can get interesting.
How can it be attractive? It's a tail on a man.
I love Adriana so much. All right. Thank you for the call, my dear. Hang on for your valuable prize. We may have to talk to Flav.
One time for your man. Everybody up in the house. One time. Let me hear you say Flavor Flav.
We might have to. You're right. You're exactly right. Let's go to Waniac, who calls us occasionally, in Irvine. Good morning.
Yo, what a do, nephew?
What's happening, man? Hold on one second, okay? Hey, Dave, King of Mexico, come in here, please. We have a call that pertains to you. All right, Waniac, you've got the floor. Go ahead.
Oh, what up with the Kings? What up with the Kings? Hey, and bust out the Lakers, baby, last night.
Dave, put on your headphones. That's
what
how
Dave Waniac would like to know, hey, how about them Lakers last night?
What, blowing a 21-point lead?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Going to overtime. Kobe's fadeaway outside shot. Michael Beebe choking on a technical foul.
Beebe. Yeah, they won. They pulled it out.
Yeah. Oh, they won.
Yeah, they won. Oh.
How's that working out for you?
Fine, you know. Yeah. They got a couple more wins in the Clips, but, you know,
I thought the Clips were using a new ball or something, and so that they were going to be good now.
Yep, and haven't lost yet since they moved to the
new ball.
I thought
there ain't no trails blazing. I thought the Suns were setting. I thought the
Lakers were drying up.
It's all happening.
I thought the Spurs are stuck in the side of the horse. I thought there's all kinds of things going on. The Clippers
it's
are...
happening.
Oh.
Clip show, baby.
What's happening?
Clip show going to take out the Wizards tonight. They're going to take out the Hawks tomorrow. They're going to go, 5-1 in this road trip? It's going to be awesome.
I will bet you they won't go 5-1 on the road trip.
Lakers taking all the way this year. So
any amount of money. Any amount of money, they won't go 5-1 on their road trip.
Oh, I'll put money. I'll put a G on it.
$1,000, wow. Waniac. You don't know Dave. Dave bets like $5 for him is a max.
I got 10 saying they'll go 5-1.
$10? You're betting $10 that they're going to go 5-1 on their road trip.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Wow. $10, they ain't got no faith in that one.
All right. Boy, that's all right. A dumb bet, Dave.
Waniac, you hold on. He's betting you too.
All right, we have some great calls today, by the way. Jonathan, I need you to hang on because apparently Jonathan, Ralph, you'll love this, apparently has a Marilyn Manson sighting. And you were talking about how he's off the grid. So we'll get to that in just a minute. We have to talk to David in Granada Hills, though, because this sounds crazy. What's going on here?
Hey, David.
Hey, what to do, nephew?
What to do?
Well, a buddy told me on New Year's that he feels he's qualified to extract his own wisdom teeth.
Oh, oh my God.
He's absolutely right.
He's right. I hope you're encouraging him to do that.
Well, no, because he's going to kill himself.
David!
Why, you're right. You're right. I guess I should.
Yes, that's the only move if you're a true friend.
You're right. I guess I should, because he feels he is a surgeon.
Is he in school for anything medical, or is he just crazy?
No, he's just crazy.
Then encourage him to try it.
He drinks tequila, and he's crazy. But yep.
Bring him a rusty steak knife and a pair of pliers.
And put it on the internet.
And then put it on the internet. And then
YouTube.
Tell him after he does his, he can do yours. Okay?
I already got mine out.
All right.
But you have to hear why he feels he can do it.
Okay, why?
Because a couple years ago, he actually had a cyst on his penis, and he took it out himself. With a razor.
Oh.
Okay, dude. Wait a minute.
Jeez.
Swear to God.
Your friend cut a cyst out of his own penis.
Yes. It was on the shaft of his penis.
Oh, my God.
And he cut it out?
With a razor.
With a razor.
Did he eat it? What is wrong with you? How could that story possibly go worse?
Bad to worse. Yeah.
It may be time to do self-surgeries among K-Rock listeners. It's been a while since we've had that call. People put their, put their legs back together after car crashes and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, this is
the
group.
People put their legs back together after car crashes.
You know, there are people who get dislocated hips or something and pop them back in on their own. Stuff like that where they don't go to the doctor. It's just crazy. People who give themselves stitches. I mean, all sorts of stuff people
that
do.
That guy that cut out of his own penis, that's about as crazy as I ever want to hear.
But even as bad as that is, it's very different from reaching inside your own mouth and doing oral surgery when you can't see what you're doing, taking your wisdom teeth out. At least your penis you can see.
It's in front of you.
It's
crazy, though.
Well, I say encourage him.
I will.
Thank you, David. Just because you guys told me to, I will. No, don't blame it on us.
And videotape it
and put it on YouTube. All right, let's say good morning to Jimbo from Simi Valley.
Brainiac and Jimbo.
Jimbo.
What the hell show we doing today?
Get her done, Jimbo.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's going on?
What it do?
Lisa.
Hello.
I heard this last time in the news. There was some guy in Florida who was robbing people's pants at gunpoint.
He was robbing just their pants or them?
No, just their pants. One of the guys offered to give him money and cigarettes, and he got shot.
He just makes them take off their pants?
Yeah, there's been 4 counts of it, and they still don't know who he is.
Do they get to keep their money, but they just have to give him their pants?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
That's weird.
Is that weird?
Is it true?
No, it is true. It really is true.
Give me your pants. What?
He said it to 4 people. The Serial Pants Bandit has done it to 4 people already. He pulls up with a gun and he says, "Hey, I like your pants. Give them to me." And then they got to take out their pants. He drives away.
He doesn't want their wallet or nothing. You know?
I love this country. And let me guess, Florida.
Yes. In fact, it is Boynton Beach, Florida. That is correct.
Florida is full of nut jobs.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite part about the story that I read yesterday on this is that they've had 4 cases already of people getting their pants taken from them at gunpoint. And the article concluded with these words. Police are investigating whether the cases are related.
Oh, yeah. They're all different.
There's some copycat
cancers. All right. Thank you for the call.
Dance off down there. That's what it is.
We got to get to Jonathan from Hermosa Beach because he's been holding on. And Ralph did a story earlier this morning that it involves. Good morning. Jonathan from Hermosa Beach. What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew? Yeah, I'm standing here in Hermosa Beach right now, and I'm looking across the street at the unfound off-the-grid Marilyn Manson.
Oh, no kidding.
You're kidding.
Now, Ralph was doing a story less than an hour ago about how his wife has been looking for him to serve him divorce papers, but she can't find him. He's missing, yet you're saying you're looking at him.
I'm right across the street from him.
What's he doing?
Right now, what I'm looking at is he's having a coffee with 2 people.
Well, you need to walk over there and give him the phone.
I will try that right now.
Do that right now. Walk over and give him the phone.
I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I hate to be the guy that says, "Hey, your wife is looking for you because she wants to divorce you." But
okay, hold on. I'm coming down. I'm at a job site right now, and I do construction. So, hey, Marilyn, can I get a few words with you? I got K-Rock on the phone.
kind of brushing me off here.
Brushing you off? Say, it's important.
It's important. I got him on speakerphone. You don't even have to hold my phone.
It's Kevin and Bean want to talk to you real quick.
Kevin and Bean on from K-Rock. What did you nephew? He is putting his hand out and walking away from me now.
Yes. Oh, he's going back off the grid, people. Going back off the grid.
Now I want to divorce him.
We had him for just a second, and he slipped through our fingers.
You should yell, your wife is looking for you.
Yeah,
your wife is looking for you. Something about divorce papers.
Oh, no. I hope you're right about that, Ralph.
If that story's not true.
We're on the grid. I got you, K-Rock.
All right, just walk out of there before you get arrested, John. Seriously. All right, in case Dita Von T's, Marilyn Manson's wife, is listening, where is he? What's the location of that?
Right now, I am off of Aviation Boulevard in Artesia in Hermosa Beach, California.
All right. Just tell him if he doesn't leave within the next 20 minutes, he's going to be served some papers.
He's inside now.
All right. Nice try, John.
Away from me.
Roll, Dita,
roll. Hang on for your King's tickets, man. Good job, my friend.
You guys rock.
All right, hold on. Oh, that guy rules.
We're like bounty hunters, man. We're like dog.
So gets the dog on his ass.
That's right.
You know, that can go terribly wrong. I had a neighbor, and he came over one day, and I heard he was getting divorced, and I said to him, dude, sorry to hear about the divorce. And he said, what?
he didn't know?
He didn't have any idea. It was true. Boom. She had told us, but he had no idea. In this case, we don't even know for sure, do we? Or is she saying it publicly? Or
this is from TMZ.com. We read this piece.
He's always right.
He usually is.
So that's going to be accurate. I hope we weren't the one breaking the news to him.
It'd be better if we were. That's what he gets for thinking I was a cop. Served him right.
That's right.
Revenge is a dish best served cold, my friend.
He certainly didn't wait to pick your moment, didn't you, Ralph?
Around 7 years.
He looked at Ralph and said, is he a cop?
I like Marilyn.
I do, too.
Way. He's always a very entertaining guy when he comes in. I like him a lot. I don't know what it's like to be married to him.
I like Dita more.
Ralph's all right, too. Thanks to Jonathan and all the callers on What It Do, Nephew. And thanks to our guest on the Kevin and Bean Show today, Andy, creator of youparklikeanahole.com, although it's actually ass. But you can go there and, it's pretty self-explanatory. I think you'll enjoy it.
Monday, we have an all-new Kevin and Bean Show for you. We got Petros, hopefully. We're trying to get a hold of him.
Petros?
The national championship game, of course, is Monday night. And there are a bunch of playoff games over the weekend. When are your Eagles in? When are they playing, Ralph, this week?
My Birds play Sunday 1:15, I think.
Sunday at 1:15.
Yeah, so you're the last wild card game of the weekend. So.
All right.
You know, it'll be great. The Eagles will be feeling good when they take the field on Sunday because the Cowboys will have already been eliminated by the Seahawks on Saturday night. So they'll have that going for them.
I see.
With the Seahawks B team because they don't have anyone healthy at all.
Well, yeah.
So the playoffs are this weekend. We also have Irrational Fears on Monday. These are always fantastic because people are afraid of the weirdest things.
Like Mike's afraid of tails?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bean had to buy a different car because his car got crushed by a tree, and the guy went to give him some papers to sign and a black pen, and he said, ooh, this is a pretty big thing. Would you mind getting me a blue pen?
It gave me the heebie-jeebies, I'm telling you. I wouldn't say it was fear. I mean, I probably
but
it really gave me the creepy crawlies. It really did.
He won't use a black pen.
Bean's like Monk.
He is.
Tony Shalhoub is Bean.
We had Jimmy Kimmel in. He was telling us that Beck won't walk up ramps or down. Up or down ramps. So we'll talk to people like that. And we have K-Rock's World Tour 2007 Destination Number 2, which we will unveil on Monday morning at 7:15.
Huh. Also, an amazing story of pole dancing classes for girls less than 10. Woo-hoo. That I can't wait to hear about.
Don't bogart the joints, my friend.
Good idea. Pole dance.
Pass it over to me.
Where can I see that? What club?
Don't bogart the joints, my friend.
Let's bring some ones.
Pass it over to me.
Two drink minimums, Godhead.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Smoke weed.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
I love this 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock that Kat Corbett has on deck, including The Killers, Nirvana. Also, a new song that is called Jane Fonda, a local band called Mickey Avalon. That will be played straight ahead also here on K-Rock.
Roll,
roll,
roll, another one. Just
like the other one.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Seems to be about 10 minutes. I don't have another cent.
Come on, just take one hit. Don't you want to be cool?
Well, I will see you Monday.
Thank you for listening, and may Allah bless you all as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal.
And from me to you, I just want to thank you for listening to me and letting me be a part of your life today. Because you got a good life. You got a good life. A good life.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.